You're listening to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball. Fresno Grizzlies Baseball is brought to you by Save Mart, Express Furniture Rentals, Le Provence Apartment Homes, Toyota, Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics. The Fresno Grizzlies pregame show is brought to you by Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. Here is the voice of the Grizzlies, Tim Slack.
A delightful Thursday evening in May, downtown Fresno, the site for the third game of a six-game series between the hosting Fresno Grizzlies and the California North leading Modesto Nuts. Welcome to Chuck Chancey Park in downtown Fresno. I'm Tim Slack, and the Fresno Grizzlies coming off of a disappointing but valiant 6-5 loss on Wednesday night, in which the Grizzlies came from behind. They erased a 5-2 deficit. They were actually down 4-0 in that ball game. Nolan Clifford, a couple of hits, 3 RBIs, 2 steals, including stealing home to tie the game at 5. But the Grizzlies just couldn't flip things around on Modesto late enough, and the Nuts ended up pushing across a run in the 10th inning and won the game 6-5. So the series at a game apiece thus far, and Fresno will turn to the rehabbing Sean Sullivan, the second-round pick by the Colorado Rockies in 2023. His third professional season, coming off of a hip injury, and he is working his way back, and he will make the first start for the Grizzlies as a left-handed pitcher this year. Out of the first 29 games of this year, they've all been started by right-handers, and Sean Sullivan, in a what is essentially a rehab start, will make the start for Fresno and becomes the first lefty starter of 2025. And that's needed because the Grizzlies did not get some of the length out of LeBaron Johnson last night. Pitch count got up there. Walks became a little bit of an issue. But still a solid start again from LeBaron, who has been so good all year. And the Grizzlies just looking for a little bit more length from their starting pitchers, as they have 3 wins. Of course, Brian Mena picked up the win on Tuesday night, going 6 1/3, and that was absolutely a boost to what the Grizzlies have needed. Jeter Martinez will be the starter for Modesto. He's been roughed up in a couple of his outings this year, 0-1 with a 7.15 ERA, 19-year-old from Durango, Mexico, 6'4", 180 pounds, and he was an international signing by the Mariners back in 2023. So it's Sullivan against Martinez, both offenses looking to break out against these arms, and one of the guys who has broken out to start this series, Yaker Reyes, 4 hits in 7 at-bats against the Nuts so far, and we're going to talk to him with little bit of translation from Alan Espinal coming up. Appreciate wherever you're listening tonight, whether you're watching on the stream through the MILB app or on 1430 ESPN in Fresno. We're going to talk to Yaker Reyes, and then we are going to get the starting lineups and first pitch at Chuck Chancey Park, Modesto Nuts and Fresno Grizzlies on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
2025 Toyota Grand Highlander Hybrid. Get us far from here. With 36 miles per gallon, I'm outrunning Judgy Glares. 362 horsepower, perfect for escaping a bake sale sign-up sheet. All-wheel drive, built for pavement, gravel, and the instability of a PTA talent show. Plus, premium JBL speakers drown out all the drama. You'll never take me alive! Toyota, let's go places.
Whether shopping for your everyday meals or preparing for that special occasion, Save Mart has your bases covered. Save Mart is your hometown store, and they take pride in offering you the very best of the Central Valley and beyond. From friendly people to fresh produce, delicious meats, and prices that respect your budget, your neighborhood, your Save Mart.
Fresno Grizzlies Baseball. It happens here.
Welcome to the Chuck Chancey Gold pregame show. The Grizzlies taking on the Modesto Nuts for game three of the six-game series. Tim Slack with Grizzlies center fielder Yaker Reyes. Special thanks to Alan Espinal translating. But Yaker been on a tear lately. Four hits in the first two games of this series. You were signed at 19, so third year in professional ball. How has the game changed for you over the last 3 years?
Te firmaron a los 19 y ya llevas 3 años en la pelota profesional. ¿Que cómo ha cambiado el juego desde que te firmaron hasta ahora?
De verdad, el mismo béisbol de jugué dominicana. Es el mismo, yo veo que es el mismo, sino que el picheo sí es un poco diferente. El picheo, hay más velocidad, los picheos se mueven más. Y eso es lo único diferente que yo veo, pero de resto, el béisbol es el mismo.
Saying that baseball is the same. It's the same ball that they play when they were in the Dominican. But the only difference is the pitches, just people that are a little bit faster and then pitches have a little bit more movement. But overall, he said that the baseball is the same.
Well, you, a little bit different. You got your first professional home run in Inland Empire a couple weeks ago. What was that feeling? And then what did it take to kind of settle in and see how guys were pitching you differently?
Que el primer home run tuyo fue allá con Inland, allá en Empire, contra los de Anaheim. Que cómo se sintió ese momento y qué ajuste tú tuviste que hacer para llegar a ese momento?
Yo entré al home play con el mismo approach de que yo tengo. Solo me puse un buen swing y salieron las cosas. Y me pareció, me sentí súper bien porque es mi primer home run como profesional y es un orgullo para mí eso.
He's saying that he didn't change his approach. He went into the play thinking that he was going to get a good pitch to swing at and make a good swing and stay with his approach. And that's what he got. He got a good pitch and then he made a good swing. Other than that, he didn't think anything of it. He's just super proud of what happened and he just kept playing ball.
Well, one of the things about your approach that I think fans love to watch is how aggressive you are on the bases. Again, just 19 years old, when did you start noticing that speed was a big part of your game? Was it really young? Was it as a child?
Otra cosa que a la gente le gusta ver, especialmente los fanáticos, es lo agresivo que tú eres en las bases. Que robas muchas bases, que tú eres rápido. O sea, ¿esa velocidad tuya fue algo que encontraste ahora o era que algo que siempre tuviste cuando eras chamaquito?
No, desde que yo comencé a jugar béisbol siempre he sido rápido. Siempre me han mandado a robar bases por eso, porque esa es una de mis más fuertes herramientas, que correr y robar bases. Pues. Y eso, yo digo que esa es mi mejor herramienta que yo tengo.
He's saying that ever since he was a kid, he was a fast kid. And that's why coaches liked him, because he was a fast kid. They always put the steel sign on. And then he recognizes that his speed is one of his key tools, and that he just maximizes that as much as he can.
Well, one of the areas that you maximize it in is your ability to cover ground in the outfield, and I think that's something Grizzlies fans are really starting to enjoy. Made a couple of really great catches, but you also make plays look really routine. When did you learn to read the ball off the bat, and how has that helped you in your transition to the pro game?
¿Qué otra cosa que ayuda con que tu velocidad es la habilidad tuya de cubrir tanto terreno en el outfield? Que obviamente a la gente le gusta, pero okay. ¿Cómo aprendiste tú a leer la bola así también para cubrir tanto terreno ahí en el outfield?
Trabajando en las prácticas, mayormente en el BP, también haciendo el league work, que también me ha ayudado mucho. Y yo siento que eso me ha ayudado, más que todo en el BP, a leer los batazos. Eso es lo más importante, que es lo más parecido a un juego.
He's saying that early work has helped a great deal, but the thing that he likes doing the most, that is the most real, is BP. Just learning how the ball moves out the bat, that is something that he really needs to key on and focus on, because it's the most, it's the thing that simulates the baseball game and the game exact.
Absolutely. Mucho gusto, Reyko.
Yeah, thank you.
Yaker Reyes and Alan Espinal with the assists. We're going to get you the rest of the Grizzlies starting lineup, as well as first pitch from Chuck Chancey Park in downtown Fresno when we come back on the Chuck Chancey Gold pregame show on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Attention all students. The Fresno Grizzlies are proud to introduce the Student Pass, good for all Grizzlies home games for the 2025 season. For just $19 a month or just over a dollar per game, any student, college, high school, preschool, grad school, beauty school, can attend Grizzlies games in Home Run Alley. Head to FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers and get your pass before they're gone. The all-new student pass for just $19 a month, now at Chukchansey Park. For the first time ever, the Fresno Grizzlies are proud to introduce the Agave Club, presented by Poppy's Mexican Grill. Hosted in Chukchansey Park's Kodiak Club, this area will feature a private bar with premium samplings from Tequila Fortezella, Mi Gente Tequila, Tequila Comos, and Don Fulano. The ticket includes all of the incredible offerings of the VIP packages, plus this ultra-exclusive experience perfect for tequila connoisseurs. It's the Agave Club at Tequila Fest 2025.
Back at Chukchansey Park on a wonderful Thursday evening. Let's get you the starting lineups presented by Toyota. Let's go places. Luis Caballero, the manager of the Modesto Nuts, who are in first place in the California League's North Division at 19-10. Carlos Jimenez did most of the damage last night, including a leadoff home run. He's in left field tonight and batting first. Felton Celestin is fourth in the California League in hits with 32. He's the shortstop batting second. Austin St. Laurent at second base hits third. Gabriel Moncada in right field will bat cleanup. Jose Caguana gets the start at first base batting fifth. Carter DeRigge leads the California League in batting average. He's the DH hitting sixth. Connor Dykstra will get the start behind the plate and hits seventh. Starlin Aguilar, the third baseman, hits eighth. And Curtis Washington, the center fielder, bats ninth. Jeter Martinez is the starting pitcher for Modesto, 0-1 with a 7.15 ERA. The Grizzlies enter tonight at 10-19 under first-year manager Cesar Galvez. Getting ready to take the field. Let's get you their lineup. That starts with Tommy Hotvey, the switch hitter at second base. Kelvin Hidalgo at third base will bat second. Robert Calaz in right field hits third. Jacob Hinderleiter, the cleanup man at first base. Kevin Fitzer in left field bats fifth. Francisco Garcia is the DH hitting sixth. Nolan Clifford, the shortstop, bats seventh. Great night last night with three RBI and a couple of steals. Juan Castillo will catch and hit eighth. Yaker Reyes in center field bats ninth. And it's Sean Sullivan making the first start by a lefty for the Grizzlies this year. Those are your starters brought to you by Toyota. We'll step aside for the national anthem and come back with first pitch from Chukchansey Park on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
If you're craving something different, there's great news. Lynn's Restaurant Group has a variety of spots to satisfy every craving. If you're in the mood for teppanyaki and sushi, Hino Uishi offers an unforgettable Japanese experience. For bold, flavorful Chinese dishes, Spicy Jace has exactly what you're looking for. Enjoy a fun, interactive meal at J-Pot with hot pot and Chinese skewers, and grab a refreshing boba from JT inside. Whether dining in or ordering out, every meal is memorable with Lynn's Restaurant Group. Visit Lynn'sRestaurantGroup.com to learn more.
Hey Fresno, Chris Swart out here, operating partner Jack's Car Wash Companies, located on the southwest corner of Cedar and Shepherd. Don't miss out on this winning combo.
That's right, Jack's Car Wash has a brand new Pepsi and Coke soda fountain, plus a new Keurig coffee station featuring your favorite national brands. Plus, Jack's full detailing is backed by popular demand. Schedule yours today by calling 435-7335.
Jack's Car Wash and ESPN Fresno, the double play of a great car wash and a great broadcast. Let's go Giants!
No matter the time, morning, noon, or night, Black Bear Diner in Fresno has you covered. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner served all day just the way you like it. At Black Bear Diner in Fresno, you can count on them serving up hearty portions that satisfy even the hungriest appetites. Plus, the little Cubs can enjoy their brand new Cubs Corner, too. So gather your family and friends, bring your appetite, and make it a meal to remember at Black Bear Diner in Fresno, corner of Sean Martin.
Black Bear Diner.
Clear skies on a wonderful Thursday night at Chukchansey Park in downtown Fresno. And we are just about set for baseball. We'll take it down to the field for those two special words from the play ball kids. We are set for action at Chukchansey Park in downtown Fresno. Sean Sullivan on the bump for the Fresno Grizzlies. And so glad you could join us wherever you are on this Thursday night. Tim Slack along with you. And Fresno looking to bounce back after what was a narrow defeat yesterday in extra innings. And they will turn to Sean Sullivan, a former second-round pick by the Colorado Rockies in 2023, originally from Boston, Massachusetts. Did pitch in one game for the Grizzlies back in 2023. He threw two innings, and he struck out every batter he faced. And so in 2024, he spent most of the year at High A Spokane, where he made 14 starts. And then he was even promoted to Hartford in Double A, where he was 2-0 in 7 starts with a sub-2 ERA. Very talented left-handed pitcher, throws from a very low slot, but he is very tough to pick up with a four-pitch mix, rather a three-pitch mix, four-seam fastball, sweeping slider, and a changeup. Carlos Jimenez, Felden Celestin, and Austin St. Laurent ready to face Sullivan, who's going to work out of the stretch. And Jimenez did the damage last night, hitting .248 on the season. Takes a first-pitch strike as we are underway at 6:50, 188 degrees on what is a great evening in downtown Fresno. A lot of sunlight tonight as Jimenez drives the 0-1 pitch into deep center field. Yaker Reyes, who you heard from in the pregame show, goes to the edge of the warning track, reaches up over his shoulder and makes the catch, and that's out number one. Let's get you the rest of the Fresno Grizzlies defense presented by Save Mart. Kevin Fitzer in left, Yaker Reyes in center, Robert Kalaz in right. Kelvin Hidalgo is at third. Nolan Clifford at short, Tommy Hotvey at second, Jacob Hinderleiter at first, and Juan Castillo behind the plate. First pitch swinging is the switch hitter Celestin, batting from the right side. He's eighth in the California League, hitting .314. And it's 0-1 as Sullivan's quickly ahead. Second pitch is in there as well, 90 miles an hour for a strike two. Patrick McMorris is calling balls and strikes behind home plate, and Frankie Gonzalez is on the bases. Oh, and two to Celestin. Sullivan deals, and it's lined to third. Kelvin Hidalgo moves a step to his right and snags it for out number two. Two pitches that have been hit right at guys. Modesto feeling like maybe they're hitting the ball hard. That was only 87 off the bat of Celestin. And there's quickly two outs with nobody on. And here is Austin St. Laurent, the second baseman. Sullivan's first pitch fastball right in there for a strike. He is pumping strikes to start this ball game. Five pitches all in the zone. 0-1 pitch. And this is lined up the middle. That one's going to get through. Skips on the grass in the outfield, in straightaway center for a two-out knock for Austin St. Laurent. And now Gabriel Moncada, the right fielder, will come to the plate. Moncada hitting .389. He has only played in four games, this being his fifth. Lefty-lefty matchup, and the first pitch in there at 89 from Sullivan, who really does sling it in there, relies on a lot of movement. And for a lot of the power arms that you see from the Grizzlies, he is quite a different look. 0-1 breaking ball away, sharp sweeping slider, and it's 1-1. So it's fun to watch because we get a treat with a lot of the Grizzlies' arms who just come at you with straight power. As Moncada pops up the 1-1 left center field, Reyes is going to call off Fitzer and will make the catch right in the sunlight for out number three. The two-out hit is all Modesto has in the top of the first. They leave one stranded through one half inning. It is Modesto 0, Fresno coming up on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Stepping up to the plate, it's Richard's Prime Rib and Seafood. The original, a true family-run restaurant serving slow-roasted certified Angus prime rib, hand-cut steaks, and the freshest seafood since 69. A winning tradition. Richard's Prime Rib and Seafood is now open for lunch Wednesday through Friday and dinner Wednesday through Saturday, so you'll never strike out on a great meal. Richard's Prime Rib and Seafood, a Valley dining tradition, because when it comes to great food and family, they always hit it out of the park.
For projects of any size, residential, commercial, industrial, or agricultural, Pacific Steel Supply guarantees to match or beat any competitor's price by an additional 10% on all top-quality steel materials, metal roofing, and components. They'll help you save time and money with their 24/7 service, fast delivery, and the most competitive pricing in the industry. Get started today with a free quote from Pacific Steel Supply in Fresno on Ashland and Parkway, just off Highway 99, or online at PacificSteelSupply.com.
Bottom of the first inning here at Chick Chansey Park in downtown Fresno. Nuts go down quietly in the first, just a hit. And now it will be Tommy Hoppe, Kelvin Hidalgo, and Robert Calaz against Jeter Martinez, making his fifth start, 0-1, with a 7.15 ERA. 6'4 right-hander, is only 19 years old, signed as an international free agent in 2023. And he was the most sought-after international free agent from Mexico that year. Made his debut in the Dominican Summer League, and he misses upstairs to Tommy Hoppe, the switch hitter batting from the left side, hitting .247, Grizzlies leader in homers and RBI with 4 and 17. 1-0 pitch. Martinez skips it in the dirt. And it's two balls and no strikes. Martinez is a guy that they like to project. Big body, just 19 years old. Got a lot of the stuff as he delivers in a fastball at 94. Hoppe taken all the way. It's 2-1 to Hoppe, trying to start the bottom of the first for the Grizzlies. 2-1 pitch is popped up on the left side. Will curl into the second deck. Fun night on hand. We got a food truck throwdown that is Star Wars theme in anticipation of Star Wars night tomorrow. 2-2. Hoppe lays off an 89-mile-an-hour pitch up and away. And the count is full. The Grizzlies' leadoff hitter really adjusting to the leadoff spot. The guy who likes to be aggressive. Payoff pitch from Martinez is down and away, ball four. 95 wasn't close. And Hoppe really is a guy that can do anything that is asked of him, and he is finding a way to be that catalyst. So he's aboard in front of Kelvin Hidalgo. The Modesto defense behind Martinez has Jimenez in left tonight. Washington in center, they flop. Moncada is in right. Aguilar, Celestin, St. Laurent, and Conguana from third to first, and Dykstra behind the plate. First pitch down low to Hidalgo at 93. Kelvin Hidalgo hitting .236 on the season. He has taken the most at-bats of any Grizzly. He's played in all but one game for the Grizzlies this year. The most of any Grizzly as well. 1-0 from Martinez is a soft ground ball through the right side that's going to trickle into the outfield grass. The second baseman, St. Laurent, chased it into the outfield. Moncada will end up picking it up. Hoppe goes first to third on a slow hit ground ball. That was 63 off of the bat, and it was, I'm sure everybody listening is a better bowler than I am, but when you let it go and you're just waiting to see if it's going to make it down the lane, that's what that was like. It trickles into the outfield, so it's runners on the corners with nobody out. Robert Calaz to the plate, hitting .267, couple of homers and 7 RBI in his return to the lineup. First and third, nobody out, and he swings at the first pitch. A slow hit ground ball to the backhand of Aguilar, and he's not going to have a play. Hoppe scores, Hidalgo to second, and Calaz in to give Fresno the 1-0 lead. There was nothing that the third baseman Aguilar was going to be able to do about that one. And the Grizzlies strike first, 1-0 Fresno. And it's still going for Jacob Hinderleiter. It's the second hit of the game for the Grizzlies. Hinderleiter has been swinging it very well. Really, since Visalia, he started to pick up his timing. First and second, nobody out here. 1-0 Grizzlies lead, and Martinez runs a fastball on the inside part of the plate. That was almost right down the middle, a called strike, 94. It's 0-1. Talking to Hinderleiter the other day, saying he feels like he doesn't get a lot of pitches over the middle of the plate. And that was something he was having to adjust to and know that pitchers are going to try and be crafty with him early. And he's got to wait and find the right pitch to hit. He's been making that adjustment. The 0-1 pitch. Martinez misses with a slider away. Not even close. One ball and one strike. So Hinderleiter entering at 275. Three for nine so far in this series. 1-1 from Martinez. Hinderleiter swings and misses at 94 down in the zone. And Martinez staying more towards the inner part of the plate to Hinderleiter than not. Ahead 1-2. Nobody out here in the first. A run already in. 1-2 pitch. Slider off the mound. Skips to the second baseman, St. Laurent, who gloves it, steps on the bag, and throws to first for a double play. Just not in the right spot. That might be one of the hardest hit balls of the inning for the Grizzlies, as Hidalgo rolled one through into right field. Calaz rolled one up the third baseline. And Hinderleiter, you could say, just hit it too hard. The double play. And now Kevin Fitzer with a runner on third and two outs will come to the plate, trying to extend the lead. First pitch fastball from Martinez up high. One ball, no strikes. Fitzer in left field tonight, hitting 138 on the season. Couple of RBI. Grizzlies looking to add to a one-run lead. Fastball off the hands of Fitzer, 95, up and in. And he just shoots it foul towards the Grizzlies' dugout. It'll take a minute. Scoreboard saying 1-1. The game day's saying 1-1. Might have missed a pitch, a 1-1 pitch in there for a strike. 1-2. 1-0 Fresno. RBI single by Robert Calaz. 1-2 pitch, slider, and Martinez just doesn't have a feel for that in the first inning. He misses outside. Two balls and two strikes. It's a hard slider, 87 miles an hour. And he's trying to use it as the put-away pitch. 2-2 to Fitzer. A fastball driven into right center field. This is a long run for Moncada, and he's not going to get there. It's off of the base of the wall. Fitzer's got a double. We'll stop there. An RBI double for Kevin Fitzer. Makes it 2-0 Grizzlies in the first. He had a triple in Visalia that was almost identical to that. Hole at bat where he fell behind and then he finally just hammered it into a gap. And a two-strike, two-out double for Kevin Fitzer has doubled the Grizzlies' lead in the first against Jeter Martinez in Modesto. 2-0 Grizzlies. And now Francisco Garcia. First pitch from Martinez is a fastball down and away, 1-0. Garcia hitting just 129 on the season, but the lights are blinking. starting to see his bat come alive. He was 1-for-5 last night, but swung the bat well. 1-0 pitch. Fastball pumped in at 95, gets the call. Maybe a bit low, but a strike nonetheless, 1-1. Had an RBI triple in the win on Tuesday, did Garcia. 1-1 pitch from Martinez is way outside. There's the slider again. And that's the challenge for Jeter Martinez so far tonight, is that fastball plays big, but if he can't throw that slider in there to either get a strike or to draw a swing, could be a short night for him. 2-1 pitch from Martinez, and it's a fastball that Garcia got a head on. That was a two-seamer running in, and Francisco Garcia broke his bat trying to stay alive. The ball was a foot inside. I was asking the guys the other night how they decide when somebody breaks a bat, what bat they send out to them. And they just shook their head. I don't think there's necessarily a lot of conversation that goes into it other than, hey, he could use this bat. 2-2 from Martinez. And this is lined into center field. It's going to hang up, though, for Washington, who doesn't see it. It drops as Washington was cruising over. Fitzer is going to score, and it's an RBI single for Francisco Garcia. Curtis Washington was standing in the direct sunlight. That ball dropped in the shadows that are quickly going away. They were much harsher in the top of the first inning. But Washington just didn't see it. And that ball falls in. And the Grizzlies have a 3-0 lead in the first. Now Nolan Clifford, who drove in 3 runs last night, hitting with a runner on first and 2 outs. He swings and misses the first pitch. He did get a piece of it into the glove of the catcher, Dykstra, 0-1. Clifford on the season, hitting .226. Couple of steals last night. He's showing bunt, puts it up the third baseline. Martinez will field, barehand throw, low, and it gets under the glove of the first baseman, Caguana, and down the right field line. Garcia being waved around. Moncada stumbles, and he won't be able to handle it. Garcia scores, but now Nolan Clifford did not go to second on the error, and he appears to be hurt, a guy who has been playing really well. And now Kota Omizu, the Grizzlies athletic trainer, will come out to check on him. A great bunt, and Martinez, I thought, had time and just threw it low. Caguana could not get the pick. And that allowed Garcia to score. So now the Grizzlies are checking on Clifford, who's seeing if he can run and trying to get his strut back. Grizzlies already without Roynir Hernandez, who was placed on the IL before this series, their everyday second baseman. And that has opened along with the return of Robert Kalas. They brought Tommy Hotvey into the infield. I think the point I'm trying to get at is if Clifford was to come out, which we're really hoping he does not, that would probably slide Kelvin Hidalgo back to short. And then the question is, what do you do at third? And I can tell you I don't know what that answer is. Maybe Blake Wright, who has been held out the last couple of games. While they're having that conversation, I'll let you know that Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair is conveniently located in front of the Fashion Fair Mall on Shaw Avenue, ready to serve Grizzly fans Monday through Saturday from 6:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. They look forward to serving you at Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair. So Clifford has been lifted, and it is Blake Wright who will be the runner. So what has been a good inning, this has been a theme when the Grizzlies have lost a few players this year. As they have been playing well when somebody's gotten hurt. Hoping for more of a precaution thing, but Blake Wright back in. Now Juan Castillo continuing this first inning. It's 4-0 Grizzlies right now. Here in the bottom of the first. Oh, Castillo facing Jeter Martinez, who had a long layoff and the first pitch down low. Snap throw behind the runner from the catcher Dykstra is not in time. It's a 25-pitch inning for Jeter Martinez. And there is activity in the Modesto bullpen. The fastball cutter in there for a strike. 0-2 to Castillo. Oh, two. Up and away. Breaking ball hung up there to Castillo. 1-2. Juan hitting 174, 8 hits in 46 at-bats. Has driven in 4 on the season. Grizzlies have 4 runs in this inning. The 1-2 pitch on the outside corner. Called strike 3, and Jeter Martinez puts an end to it. He got a double play that slowed the pain, and then he gets a strikeout to end it. But the Grizzlies get 4 runs on 3 hits. And they leave one stranded, one error by the Nuts. And after one, it's 4-0 Fresno on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Craving something different? Lynn's Restaurant Group has a variety of spots to satisfy every craving. If you're in the mood for teppanyaki and sushi, Hino Oishi offers an unforgettable Japanese experience. For bold, flavorful Chinese dishes, Spicy J's has exactly what you're looking for. Enjoy a hot pot experience at J-Pot and top it off with boba from JT Inside. Whether dining in or ordering out, every meal is memorable. Visit LynnsRestaurantGroup.com to learn more.
Junk is gone for good with Everyday Junk Removal. If it's junk, they'll take it off your hands. Furniture, mattresses, appliances, construction debris, and so much more. Plus, dumpster rental is available too. Licensed, insured, and backed by Google 5-star reviews, Everyday Junk Removal makes cleanup easy and hassle-free. And for a limited time, receive $20 off a half load or more. Get a free quote today by calling Everyday Junk Removal at 559-408-9132 or online at everydayjunkremoval.com. They'll get the job done.
For nothing, Fresno. The Grizzlies jump out in front of the Nuts. Second inning at Chuck Chancey Park in downtown Fresno. Tim Slack with you. I want to remind you to skip the lines and buy your tickets online at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Tickets starting at $8. Grizzlies Baseball offers one of the most affordable tickets in all of professional sports. Caguana, Durigi, and Dykstra do up against Sullivan here in the second. Modesto trailing by 4 in the first pitch strike from Sullivan at 89 miles an hour. Caguana, right-hand hitter against the lefty pitcher Sullivan, who pours one in at 80 this time. Caguana hitting .244 on the year. He has one home run, and he has driven in 10. And he swings and misses at the 0-2 pitch. A high fastball from Sullivan, who registers his first strikeout. I'll tell you, the old, somewhat belittling term to lefties, was a crafty lefty, guy with a lot of stuff who figured out a way to get guys out. But Sullivan has a way of being powerful with his stuff, and he's facing a left-hand hitter, DeRiggi, who grounds the first pitch to Kelvin Hidalgo at short, and he makes the play, throwing out DeRiggi for the second out very quickly, two out. So Wright does stay in the game for Nolan Clifford, and Blake Wright is the new third baseman. Kelvin Hidalgo immediately tested at short, and there's quickly two outs and nobody on for Connor Dykstra. First time we're seeing the right-hand hitting catcher, batting 275, and he swings and pops the first pitch out of play. Owen 1 to Dykstra. 4-0 Grizzlies in the top of the second. And there's a strike. Tossed in again by Sullivan. 0-2. 0-2 pitch. Sullivan exclusively from the stretch delivers, and it's popped up into right center field. Kalaz back to his right will stand underneath it and make the catch to end the inning. 1-2-3 for Sean Sullivan as Modesto goes in order in the second to the bottom of the inning. 4-0 Grizzlies on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
If you're craving something different, there's great news. Lynn's Restaurant Group has a variety of spots to satisfy every craving. If you're in the mood for teppanyaki and sushi, Hino Uishi offers an unforgettable Japanese experience. For bold, flavorful Chinese dishes, Spicy Jace has exactly what you're looking for. Enjoy a fun, interactive meal at J-Pot with hot pot and Chinese skewers, and grab a refreshing boba from JT inside. Whether dining in or ordering out, every meal is memorable with Lynn's Restaurant Group. Visit lynnsrestaurantgroup.com to learn more.
Hey Fresno, Chris Swart out here, operating partner, Jack's Car Wash Companies, located on the southwest corner of Cedar and Shepherd. Don't miss out on this winning combo.
That's right, Jack's Car Wash has a brand new Pepsi and Coke soda fountain, plus a new Keurig coffee station featuring your favorite national brands. Plus, Jack's full detailing is backed by popular demand. Schedule yours today by calling 435-7335.
Jack's Car Wash and ESPN Fresno, the double play of a great car wash and a great broadcast. Let's go Giants!
Bottom of the second in downtown Fresno, where the Grizzlies are up 4-0 as they jumped on Jeter Martinez in the first. Three hits. The first two were not hit very hard. And yet the Grizzlies capitalized in an error on a bunt was the lone troublesome part for the Grizzlies, because Clifford ended up exiting the game with an injury. And now Yaker Reyes, who has been among the hotter hitters in this series for the Grizzlies, 4-for-7, will lead things off. Grizzlies up 4-0. It'll be Reyes, Hotvey, and Hidalgo against Martinez. Had a good chat with Yaker today in the pregame show. Hope you were able to catch that. It's Dykstra catches the pitch outside for ball one to Reyes. Reyes up over 200 at 207. Martinez deals a fastball too high, 96 from the hard-throwing right-hander. Two-o pitch. Reyes watches the strike. Two balls and a strike, but Yaker just 19 years old, and you can forget that with some of these guys. A lot of teenagers. This is a matchup of 19-year-olds right now who are professionals and have been playing professional baseball. 2-1 pitch. Runs inside. 90 with a little break to it. Three balls and a strike. And listening to Yaker, so much of what he has developed is because he's been a professional baseball player. Fouls a pitch off. 3-2. I think there's a pretty good documentary about that, Politero, about how that becomes who they are, and at a young age. And even a teenager, for a guy to be so used to professional baseball at this point. 3-2 pitch, Martinez to Reyes, fouled off the hands at 97, ran it up there. Three and two to Reyes. Payoff pitch from Martinez is on the inside corner. Caught him looking. 98 as Jeter Martinez is done messing around with a lot of the soft contact that he was producing that the Grizzlies turned into base hits and four runs. Now he's just flexing the power stuff. And that fastball ticking upward. He's already at 36 pitches. Is Jeter Martinez facing Hotvee for the second time. Walked him the first time, and he gets a swing and a miss. It's 0-1. So on the pitching side of it, talking about teenagers, Martinez walked Hotvee to start the game and then looked like he was just trying to get the ball in the zone. 0-1, swing and a miss. Good off-speed pitch. 90 miles an hour breaking down. That had to be a splitter or a changeup from Martinez. Tons of dive on it. And it's 0-2. And now, here in the second inning, he's found some comfort. 0-2 pitch is sliced into left center field. That's down into the gap, and it'll roll to the wall. Hotvee around second will stop there as the ball got away. But Hotvee has already decided with his teammates that he was staying there. And that might be something that he hears about tonight. Cesar Galvez pointing to where the ball was as it had trickled away. So the one out double for Hotvee. Now Kelvin Hidalgo, who rolled the ball through the right side his first time up, hit with a runner in scoring position and a four-run Grizzlies lead. Martinez, long look at Hotvee, kicks and deals, a fastball, does get the call. A one. Breaking ball, swung on and missed by Hidalgo. Good sharp breaker from Martinez. That wouldn't over the plate. He was having a hard time throwing it in the zone in the first inning, and the Grizzlies just stopped worrying about that pitch. But if he can throw it for strikes, that makes that and the fastball so much more difficult. 0-2 pitch to the now shortstop Hidalgo, and it's a fastball that's, oh no, that was a breaking ball, slipped out of his head, just vertical. It was only 86. One and two to Hidalgo. One out, the runner on second. There goes Hotvee, and it's a high pitch inside. The throw to third is off the mark, and Hotvee slides in safely. He steals third. Tommy Hotvee grabs stolen base number 9 on the season. And now Modesto will bring the infield in. The count's 2-2 to Hidalgo. They want to discourage the fifth run for Fresno. In a four-run game, 2-2. Hidalgo goes down swinging. Nasty breaking ball in the dirt. I don't know if that, I think that's a changeup based off of the arsenal that I have for Martinez. Yeah, that's a changeup, but it's 90 miles an hour. Always hard to envision that. Two outs now. Robert Kalaz swinging at the first pitch, bounces it foul. Kalaz, an RBI single his first time, dribbled it up the third baseline. Oh, 0-1 to Claus. Martinez deals in. Claus hammers it deep into left field. Claus Palacalle. Oh, the home run alley. Claus crushes it 393 feet. His third homer of the season. And it's 7-0 Grizzlies. 6-0 Grizzlies on the two-run homer by Robert Claus. A flight to deep left field and a round-trip ticket for Robert Claus. You can unpack the bags after your next round trip to the Fresno Yosemite International Airport. Visit flyfresno.com. Here's Jacob Hinderleiter. Fastball off the plate away. One ball, no strikes. Hinderleiter grounded into a double play his first time up. And he strokes one to short. A bouncing ball picked up by Celestin, who fields and throws to first and ends the inning. But a couple of loud hits for the Grizzlies in the second. The double from Tommy Hotvey. And the two-run homer by Robert Claus. The Grizzlies extend their lead 6-0 after two on the Fresno Grizzlies audio network.
Oh, no. The PTA. They've spotted me. 2025 Toyota Grand Highlander Hybrid. Get us far from here. With 36 miles per gallon, I'm outrunning Judgy Glares. 362 horsepower, perfect for escaping a bake sale sign-up sheet. All-wheel drive, built for pavement, gravel, and the instability of a PTA talent show. Plus, premium JBL speakers drown out all the drama. You'll never take me alive! Toyota, let's go places.
Whether shopping for your everyday meals or preparing for that special occasion, Save Mart has your bases covered. Save Mart is your hometown store, and they take pride in offering you the very best of the Central Valley and beyond. From friendly people to fresh produce, delicious meats, and prices that respect your budget. Your neighborhood, your Save Mart.
Fresno Grizzlies baseball. It happens here.
Grizzlies have added to their crooked number with another crooked number. It's now 6-0 after the two-run homer by Robert Claus in the second. Now Sean Sullivan back out there with a 6-run lead. And the Grizzlies with the lead will face Starlin Aguilar, the left-handed bat, Curtis Washington, and then the top of the lineup, Carlos Jimenez. First time for Aguilar coming to the plate. Left-hand hitter. Haven't seen him in this series. Hitting 200. And he fouls the first pitch back from the lefty, Sullivan. And it's 0-1. Aguilar, 21-year-old from the Dominican Republic. He swings and misses at a breaking ball. Sullivan. Good start so far, allowed one hit through the first two innings. And that has been it. His 0-2 slung down and away, that low release point. And he's almost trying to come from behind the left-handed hitter. 1-2 pitch, Sullivan, breaking ball down low. And inside. One, two, driven into left center field. It's tailing at Kevin Fitzer, the left fielder, coming towards his left. And he'll make the catch for the first out in the third. So one out. Four fly balls produced as Sullivan pitching to contact, does have one strikeout, a line drive, and one ground out. Now Curtis Washington, second in the Cal League, hitting 338. He got into the conversation with a couple of at-bats yesterday. He takes inside. He had just dropped below the minimum after being on the IL, but he's played in 22 games, 68 at-bats. So he's right kind of at that line. He takes down and in from Sullivan. Quickly 2-0. And he hammers this one left center field and deep. Fitzer giving chase. Fitzer is going to look at the wall, and it's off of the ball in left center right off the Stamoulis produce sign. And Washington just missed a home run by a couple of feet. He doubles the left center, the hardest hit ball of the day so far for Modesto. And Carlos Jimenez will come to the plate. That was right down the middle, but it was 102 off the bat of Washington. Now Jimenez, who flew out to center, comes to the plate. One out, one on in the third. Sullivan deals a breaking ball. Swung on and missed. Barreling into the dirt. 0-1. Jimenez, a powerful hitter. Launched one to right field yesterday up into the splash park. He chases another breaking ball. Having a hard time picking up Sullivan's first two pitches. Oh, and 2 to Jimenez. Runner goes. Pitch is popped up out of play. And the count stays 0-2. Six nothing Grizzlies. We're in the top of the third inning. Modesto threatening. 0-2 pitch. Jimenez pulls it on the ground sharply to first. Hinderleiter bodies it up. Recovers. And flips to Sullivan covering at first base for the second out. Over to third goes Washington. 3-1 on the putout. And there's two away for Felnin Celestin. Pitch popped up down the right field line, and it's out of play. Celestin lined to third, his first time up. Oh, and one to the switch hitter batting right-handed. Swing and a miss from Sullivan. Fastball right at the belt at 88. O-2, Sullivan kicks and deals, and it's cut on and missed. High fastball at 90, right above the letters. Sullivan with two strikeouts, strands the runner at third, and ends the inning. The double is all for the Nuts in the third inning. They leave one stranded. And as we head to the bottom of the third, it's 6-0. Fresno on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Grizzly fans, get ready for an exciting season at Chick Chansey Park. Every Thursday home game will feature a brand new one-versus-one food truck battle thanks to our friends at Fresno Street Eats. Local food trucks will compete head-to-head with creative themes, and the best part is, it's up to you to decide who wins. Try each dish and vote for your fan favorite. And with the introduction of Thursday Ballpark Pass, you can get into each Thursday home game for just $49.
Hey there, cool cats. Chick Chansey Gold is coming at you with a $600,000 Shake, Rattle, and Win Mustang and Cash giveaway. Play and earn entries for the drawings on Thursdays and Fridays for your chance to win your share. Grand finale on Friday, May 2nd. You can cruise away in a new Mustang. Be sure to visit Chuck Chancey soon. Must be 21 or older to play. Bottom of the third, and the Grizzlies have jumped out to a 6-0 lead at Chuck Chancey Park. As Kevin Fitzer, Francisco Garcia, and Blake Wright will be due up in this inning. Kevin Fitzer, RBI double in his first at-bat. And he'll lead things off against Jeter Martinez, still out there. And Fitzer swinging at the first pitch. It's a flare off his hands to short. Felden Celestin running in, makes the catch for the first out in the third. One pitch, one out. Going to have some fun stuff for you tonight. We're getting ready to try the 1v1 food truck throwdown food tonight, Star Wars themed. May the fork be with you. And I think this is the only one of those, as Garcia takes a first pitch strike. It's the only one I've been told that it's going to be different food. We have a lightsaber and a BB-8. That is the tease. 1-0-1 pitch, rather, breaking ball is upstairs to Garcia. One ball, one strike. I guess there will be another one that there's creativity on what kind of food to deliver as Garcia delivers a hard foul ball towards the Modesto dugout. It's 1-2. Francisco, a single in the first. And then I think that was a two-strike pitch, too, and then ended up scoring on the bunt. And he hits a high chopper to third. The third baseman Aguilar backing up, throws to first, and just does get Garcia, who is moving up the line. But it is out number two. And Blake Wright will have his first at bat. Wright has been out for a few days. First game in this series, hitting .245. 10 for 44 on the road trip in Visalia. And he hammers one over the head of the third baseman Aguilar and into the corner. That's going to roll up against the base of the wall. And Wright will cruise into second with a double. 95 coming in. And Wright turned it around at 107 off the bat. Just a laser beam above the head of Aguilar. There have been some really hard hit balls tonight. Now Juan Castillo, who struck out his first time. Two out, a runner on second, a 6-0 Fresno lead. Martinez, first pitch, is grounded up the middle. The second baseman, St. Laurent, sprinting to his right, fields it and throws to end the inning. A two-out double by Wright, left stranded. Through three complete, the Grizzlies lead 6-0 on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. Star Wars Night is back at Chuck Chancey Park. Join the Fresno Grizzlies on Friday, May 9th for an unforgettable evening filled with costume characters, special Star Wars jerseys, and Friday night fireworks presented by Fresno Teachers Association and the Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets are available now, but hurry, they won't be around for long. Secure your spot today at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office. We'll see you on May 9th, and may the Force be with you.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
6-0. Fresno started the fourth inning at Chachansey Park in downtown Fresno. The Grizzlies are leading behind Sean Sullivan, the southpaw, who has been solid, and he will deal with Austin St. Laurent, Gabriel Moncada, and Jose Caguana in the fourth inning. He's allowed just two hits, the double to Curtis Washington last inning, and St. Laurent, who leads off here, singled with two outs in the first. 6-0 Grizzlies. Start of the fourth, and Sullivan misses high with a fastball. One ball, no strikes. 91, he has been up there pretty consistently between 88 and 91, and he bends in, nope, too low, and maybe outside. 78-mile-an-hour sweeper doesn't get the call. Ismael Luciano, who this would be his spot in the rotation, has started warming. 2-0 pitch, and Sullivan just puts it over at 88. Two balls and a strike taken by St. Laurent, who's hitting 264, a couple of homers. After a single tonight, he swings and misses at 88 from Sullivan. One of the things that's so fun with Sean Sullivan is you're probably thinking, man, he's not throwing very hard. But that thing is doing all sorts of stuff for how the hitter is picking it up. He comes from a completely different angle. It's left-handed. Basically like a second baseman throwing the ball at a hitter and it's tailing away from you. Grounded sharply to the second baseman. Hop V and out of his reach into right field. Far, too far to the left of Hop V. And St. Laurent has his second hit of the game. 2-for-2 before Gabriel Moncada will come to the plate. Sullivan just under 40 pitches so far. And so I don't know what the magic number is. Part of this for Luciano could just be him trying to work his regular start routine and getting a head start on warming up just in case he's needed. First pitch grounded to second. Hoppy moving to his left. Turns back, throws to second for one. Hidalgo's turn in time! 4-6-3 double play. And Hotvey did the hard thing to go back to second on that one. But Hidalgo unleashed a powerful throw to first in the Grizzlies' turn two on Gabriel Moncada. And that's why it's so tough the way that movement comes from Sullivan. Moncada thought he was getting a perfect pitch to hit and falls right into the trap. Two outs and nobody on for Jose Caguana, who watches 90 miles an hour inside for ball one. Fastball off the plate. One ball, no strikes. Top of the fourth, and it's 6-0 Grizzlies. 1-0 pitch. Caguana almost took out a teammate in the Modesto dugout. A bullet at 104 over the heads of everybody on the railing, and it rattled around the dugout for a second. Everybody doing a systems check. 1-1, tapped foul, and it's 1-2. Beautiful night for baseball. We're going to have a great weekend. So if you've not come out yet this week, I can only assume you are saving up the fun for this weekend because we're going to have a lot of it. 1-2 pitch is up and away, 2-2. And we're going to give you the appetizer to it, and I'm going to eat the appetizer as we have the food truck throwdown. Food is here. I'm just waiting for my guest tonight. We'll talk about that in a minute. 2-2 pitch. Doesn't get the call. Breaking ball below the knees. All right on cue. So we're going to tee it up probably for the bottom of this inning. As we'll be talking about the Star Wars themed food. 3-2 popped up into center field. Yaker Reyes coming on. Will make the catch and end the inning. After the leadoff single, Sean Sullivan gets the double play and a flyout. Four solid innings from the lefty in his return to the bump and his return to Fresno. Grizzlies lead it. It's 6-0 Fresno. We got some food coming up when we come back on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Hey, fans. Catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Celebrate 10 delicious years of the Fresno Tacos on Friday, May 30th at Chuck Chancey Park, presented by Premier Valley Bank. Enjoy incredible tacos from your favorite trucks. Plus, get a Fresno Tacos replica giveaway jersey and enjoy Friday night fireworks, both presented by Toyota. This fiesta is one you won't want to miss. So get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com or the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office. And remember, tacos and baseball are always better in Fresno.
Back at Chuck Chancey Park, we're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Tim Slack along with the sports director for ABC 30, Stephen Hicks. How are you, my friend?
Good, Tim. Thanks for having me out.
I should probably unmute your mic.
How's that sound?
Yeah, there you go.
This is so official, having a headset. I feel like a football coach ready to call plays.
Really?
Yeah. I have a little lavalier mic on my suit lapel. This is much more high-tech.
I was going to say, you're moving quite a bit. You have all of the technology. It'll be Yaker Reyes, Tommy Hotvey, Kelvin Hidalgo due up against Jeter Martinez here in the fourth. Grizzlies leading 6-0. So you can see us tonight, and that's because I'm going to let the play do some of the action on here. We're talking to our audience at 1430 ESPN as well. But it's a 1v1 food truck throwdown tonight, and ahead of Star Wars night and in honor of May the 4th, this past weekend.
May the 4th be with you,
it's
Tim.
Star Wars week. You big Star Wars guy.
I was in high school for sure. You know, Revenge of the Sith, is that episode 3? I think that came out when I was in college, and it's back in theaters.
There you go.
The time is a flat circle.
3-0 to Yaker Reyes as Jeter Martinez trying to work his way through. So Revenge of the Sith, and you need a lightsaber for that. And so the first food is from Bubble Bee, and it is a corn dog with cheese as Yaker Reyes takes outside. And it is covered in what I would assume is blue Cheeto dust.
That means you're a good guy, right? You don't have the red lightsaber.
Well, that's true. That's a big start.
Yeah.
Now you're going to test me on my Star Wars knowledge, right? So that's option one.
Okay. Option two, I think I got over here.
And that is from Basil Bloom Pizza, and it is a BB-8 style pizza.
How about that?
Tommy Hotvey comes to the plate. He is 1-for-1, he scored twice as he takes outside.
You can see it. I started talking about Revenge of the Sith. That's episode 3. I think this is one of the newer films.
It is.
BB-8. There you go. That is very well done.
Colorful. Crust looks great.
Do you do food reviews while you're calling games, Tim?
Oh, well, we're doing that now. We're doing that now. So just, yeah, move what you need as long as you don't take us off air. Popped up on the first base side, and a tough play for Caguana, who's not going to be able to make it. That ball was up there forever. And Jose Caguana could not get to it. And it is strike one to Hotvey. It's 1-1. I am also going to – I'm going to triple test. So you take a bite of BB-8 and you start letting us know where you're
at. I took the poor guy's head off.
No, that's what you have to do.
Here we go.
So Jamie wants to know, does Tommy Hotvey have a torpedo bat? And the update on that, he's using a different bat tonight. He was using a torpedo bat, especially through his hot streak in this last homestand. But he broke it, and so he's waiting for the new shipment to arrive. And Hotvey, like many other baseball teams, has inspired a wave of his teammates to order torpedo bats.
If the technology is working, and we've seen it work in the bigs, especially with the Yankees, why not try something like that?
It takes inside. It's 2-1 now to Hotvey. Well, and obviously there's a Fresno State connection there that makes people think, hey, does the torpedo bat really work? And I think Fresno has a direct line to say, yes, it does work.
We're seeing evidence of that with Aaron Judge.
2-1 to Hotvey is inside from Martinez. 3-1. All right, first bite. What did we think? What is there? There are some dots. Are those olives?
I think this is his eyeballs. Yeah. So okay. Those are Kalamata olives and a cherry tomato.
Okay.
That makes up the eye of young BB-8. And I got to say, the first bite was extraordinary.
Okay. That's good to know. I'm not an olive guy, so I think we're finding that we're making a great team. 94 on the inside corner, says Patrick McMorris, and the count is full 3-2. You finish this bite, and then I might tee up. You want to do a little 3-2 with Hoppy at the plate while I figure out what's going on with this lightsaber?
Let's do a 3-2 count. Nobody out. Runner at first as he steps out of the box for a time called. 6-0 Fresno, if you're just joining us. Bottom of the fourth inning. Tommy Hoppy steps back into the box with a full count. And he awaits the pitch here from Martinez. And it is away, gets back to the backstop, and he will saunter over to first for a walk. So suddenly there's two on, nobody out.
It's like you've done this before.
How was that bite, Tim?
You know what? I am not a huge Cheeto guy either. I feel like I'm saying all these ingredients that I don't like. However, it somehow makes this whole thing. Melty cheese in the middle. And we had Bubble Bee last time in the Korean corn dog. You also hooked me up with Korean corn dog opening night that everybody thinks is the most hilarious story. We'll get to that in a second. But the blue Cheeto dust with the cheese with this amazing batter, pretty solid. So I'm going to go out of 10.
Oh, we're right.
Yeah, I need you to give me a number because we're going to cross-judge here. I'm going to go 7.8.
I'm going to go a lot higher for BB-8, not just because it's a Disney company and I work for Disney. But I'm going to go at least a 9.5. The presentation alone is incredible. You've got pepperonis, which I didn't see before, the Kawamata olives on top, and then the peppers. So you've got a little bit of everything on this, and it looks like the young droid.
I would not have been able to say Kawamata olives. I would not have been able to pick that out.
Are you not a cook, Tim?
I'm not an olive guy.
Oh, okay.
First pitch to Kelvin Hidalgo is in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Talking with Stephen Hicks from ABC 30, the sports director. You're hustling over from Fresno City College. We got a lot of balls up in the air that we're juggling right now. Two on, nobody out. And the pitch from Martinez grounded sharply to short, past the arm of Celestin and into left center. Cut around is Reyes. Hoppy will go to third. Throw's going to go to second, and Hoppy is toast. Tagged out by the second baseman, St. Laurent, but it's a RBI single for Kelvin Hidalgo that's going to extend the Grizzlies' lead 7-0. Hoppy is on third, and there's just one out, but a hard-hit ball by Hidalgo, and I didn't get a TrackMan exit velo on that, but this one just past the reach of Celestin and into left field. Infield's going to draw in as Robert Kalaz comes to the plate, 2-for-2 with a home run already, and he takes outside from Martinez. It's 1-0. It's 7-0. Yeah, Grizzlies right now.
Hoppy was on his horse around second. I think Hidalgo's eyes got a little too big there. He got a little greedy going for second and had some time to tag him out there at second base.
A good throw by the left fielder Jimenez, who's been a menace in this series. Martinez misses with the fastball off the plate. Two balls and no strikes. So I was going to go back. Let's go first to the lightsaber. So what was your number on the BB-8?
This is a 9.5.
Wow.
Yeah, we're going high.
I don't think I caught that it was a 9.5. That is immaculate. High chopper to short. That's going to keep Hoppy at third. Celestin will field and throw to get Kalaz, and they keep him from driving in a run this time. So there's two away, and Jacob Hinderleiter is coming to the plate. My lightsaber, I gave a 7.8. It was really good.
What did we dock for points?
Greasiness.
Okay.
I'll say greasiness. But I think it's because of the creativity that they put into it. It might be tough to balance that fully. Pizza might be a little bit easier
I think that's why my number was so high, was the creativity in the presentation.
I should go. Maybe I go higher. I don't know. I've laid out my number as Hinderleiter takes a strike. He's 0-for-2, grounded into a double play, grounded short. But I couldn't help but think about the opening day Korean corn dog that you had me on FTV.
Which I don't think you knew about when you came down to check on me to see how things were going. And you were a great sport, Tim.
And I powered through. I will say I was caught off guard by all the ingredients. I had no idea what I was eating before the game.
I just ordered it and handed it to you on live TV, and you took a big old bite.
It was a little spicy. And that's the funny thing. Maybe spicy Cheetos is Hinderleiter drives it deep into right field. Long run for Moncada reaching. Up, he can get there. It's going to bounce over the wall. An RBI ground rule double for Jacob Hinderleiter makes it 8-0 Grizzlies, and we're still in the fourth inning.
Well, it looked like that right fielder had enough to get to it, but just the route that he took to get to the ball, couldn't get there in time. The ball bounced at the warning track there and went over. And the runs keep rolling for Fresno now, 8-0.
Well, and that's going to chase the starter, Jeter Martinez, from this game. That ball just kept going 100 off the bat, 354 feet. Mercado, who had been playing first base most of the series, just could not get there. And a new arm coming in. We're talking with Stephen Hicks of ABC 30. We've talked about the 1v1 food truck throwdown. If you're watching on the live stream, you see some beautiful, creative food, both the pizza and the corn dog, the lightsaber corn dog. Really appreciate our two trucks tonight. Every Thursday, you're going to have the opportunity to vote for the best one. And Bubble B, the lightsaber corn dog, Basil Bloom Pizza, the BB-8 pizza. But while I have you here, I know you're coming over from Fresno City College. We talk about this as a celebration of baseball as well. So we have food, we have great baseball here tonight, but there's great baseball around the Valley every night.
No doubt.
And you were coming from a good game over there.
Yeah, Fresno City, I believe it was 5-3 over Marin College when I left. It's a best-of-three series, and I think it's the round of eight in the state playoffs. So Mitch Carricker's team's rolling. Those Rams eyeing a state title. They haven't won one since 1992. But if they play like they did tonight, they've got as good a shot as anybody. And then tomorrow night, Fresno State starts their final homestand of the season against San Jose State. They're going to honor five seniors, of course, some super juniors, if you will, the guys that we probably won't see back next year. Jack Anker's going to start, the Tulare Western product, who's lead the Mountain West in strikeouts. I think it's 92 Ks, only 9 walks, so he's been dealing. And Murph Gray, just the sensation from Madera South. Question is how high he's going to get drafted. My colleague Alec Nolan and I are debating whether or not it's a first-round talent. So you've got the chance, fans at home, if you like baseball, as the state, you know, this is your last chance to see a guy that's going to go in the pros. But bringing it back to the Grizzlies, these guys are all pros. Tommy Hopfe there just scored a run to make it 8-0. And like you said, Tim, this baseball galore across the Central Valley.
The left-hander Justin Sanchez now in for Modesto, and he misses high to Kevin Fitzer, who doubled in a run back in the first and lined out to short. Talking with Stephen Hicks, the sports director of ABC 30, helping me judge these 1v1 food truck throwdowns. Thanks to our friends at Fresno Street Eats. Having a blast with these Thursday night games, and we're going to have these theme nights all season long, so great reason for people to come out. As you said, so the baseball on the college side is wrapping up this weekend. We have two more homestands after this one in the month of May alone. As the 1-1 to Fitzer, Sanchez kicks and deals, and it's a breaking ball too high. Two balls in a strike.
It's a fun time of year. We not just got the college and pro baseball, like you said, kind of wrapping up their homestands, but high school, they've got their state championships coming up. I think it's swim and dive next week, and, of course, the end of the month is going to be the state track and field, which is one of my favorite athletic events to cover all year.
2-1 pitch is down and in. Three balls in a strike now to Fitzer. You're a busy guy. You don't have any break. And did you just run a marathon last week?
No, but thank you for the stolen valor there. I ran a 10K.
Well, it looked like a marathon. And to me, that is a marathon.
It was the furthest I've ever run. I will say that. I rounded the 5K, and I realized at that point that was the furthest I've ever run. So,
yeah, I've never done that. 3-1 pitch is down low to Fitzer, who walks. A two-out walk is Justin Sanchez coming on. Jeter Martinez got hit around by the Grizzlies tonight. Fresno's offense has been fantastic tonight. They've been picking it up, and that has been the sense really just within the clubhouse, within the coaching staff, as Francisco Garcia is going to come to the plate. 1-for-2, and the first pitch from Sanchez down in ball one.
Tell you what, it's not just all those sports that we were talking about. It's also golf season. We had local qualifying today down at Kings Country Club. So a lot of guys moving one step closer to qualifying for the 125th U.S. Open.
Wow.
Matthew Sutherland, a former Bulldog, shot 8 under par.
Wow.
He was the low medalist.
1-0 to Garcia. Two balls, no strikes. I know you are quite the golfer. We've had this conversation.
Formerly known as quite the golfer, yeah. Never shot 8 under par, I'll tell you that.
Jake Witt out for Modesto. The pitching coach says, this has been a long inning. Grizzlies scored 4 in the first, 2 in the second, and somehow this has seemed like the longest inning for Modesto. Once again, if you're listening on 1430 ESPN, we've got Stephen Hicks from ABC 30 in the booth with me tonight. Appreciate you coming over from Fresno City. Appreciate you just touring the country this week and joining in. I think I also saw Fresno Native as we were talking about golf. Bryson DeChambeau, I think they had a pretty good finish this past weekend.
I believe he just won the live event. So, yeah, he's staying fresh as he gets ready to defend his title. The U.S. Open will be on Father's Day, June, I believe it's the 12th, whenever okay. Father's Day is.
That's yep. coming up.
Oakmont.
We're worried about Mother's Day. Right
I know.
Now.
You take care of that, Tim?
Sure. She was down on the field tonight, 2-0 pitch, skips in the dirt, 3-0. It just so happened that my boys were asked to be the game ball deliverers and the honorary play ball kids tonight. And so she was down on the field, and she loves that just as much as I think they do. So it worked out. It counts as a gift.
There,
yeah. Well, let me tell you. Yeah, I'll take credit for it. Never mind. 3-0 to Garcia. I don't know why I'm working myself into trouble. As this ball skips in the dirt from Justin Sanchez. Stephen Hicks is quite the good luck charm. I am glad that you are in the booth as this inning just keeps going for Fresno right now. You got another
like
game
to get
back to?
I like to say they heard I was coming. They always save their runs for when the camera shows up.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, that's when you got to get all the highlights, right?
That's right. I get the question a lot. Do you stay at all the game? You stay for the whole game? I'm like, no, there's like seven going on simultaneously. I got to run to them.
Blake Wright hit a rocket his first time up upon coming in for Nolan Clifford, who left after reaching on a bunt in the first. And Wright doubled. He'll hit with the bases loaded and two outs. Here in the fourth, big swing and a miss at 91 from Justin Sanchez. It's 0-1. Jeter Martinez still on the hook for Jacob Hinderleiter at third, but his 7.71 ERA entering tonight is going up after Grizzlies offense tonight. And Wright is going to add more deep into the gap in left center field. They're all coming home. Hinderleiter scores. Fitzer right behind him. Garcia being waved around. It's a three-run double for Blake. Right now, the ball gets away. Wright's going to third, and he's in there safe. Blake Wright has two doubles in this ball game. A three-run hit here in the fourth, and the Grizzlies are piling it on. 11-0, Fresno.
I just looked at his stat line there right before the pitch, saw no home runs, and thought, boy, that'd be a good time for a grand slam. Instead, he did the next best thing, a bases-clearing double. That might be ruled a triple. We'll have to wait and see on that one. But it gets RBI's numbers 11, 12, and 13. What a hit.
Man, you're a generous official scorer. Juan Castillo swings and misses.
It's probably a double.
I think it's going to be a double. We'll see exactly what it is. Castillo 0 for 2. And down 0-1. It is 11-0 Grizzlies. A five-run inning. Now Castillo strokes one into left field. Jimenez coming on. He can't get there. It skips down in front of him. And Wright will score on the RBI knock by Juan Castillo. This is the biggest scoring inning of the season at home for Fresno. They have scored six here in the fourth.
Are you hearing that, Derek Franks? You bring me on the payroll. I could do this every night.
Oh, he tells me he listens occasionally. Here's Yaker Reyes, who's 0 for 1, runner on first. Was an error on the center fielder, Washington.
Okay. Not a triple.
Right. As Reyes walked to start this inning, so the Grizzlies have batted around. A six-run fourth. We're already up 6-0. A one pitch. Swinging and a miss by Reyes. It's 0-2. Johnny Bravo, who was up here earlier, said he will let him know on your behalf.
Thank you, JB.
0-2 to Reyes. Castillo on first. Two outs. Sanchez kicks and deals. And breaking ball hangs in there. 1-2. We got to everything I was worried about squeezing in with the time that you had in a half inning.
Funny how that works.
But it took the longest inning of the season for the Grizzlies to do that. Six runs for Fresno. The 1-2 pitch is down low to Reyes. Sanchez misses. Two balls and two strikes.
I've been enjoying this, Tim. This is your first season in the booth. I think you got the best season in the house.
Best seat.
I'm sorry, best seat, yeah.
Best job, best everything, all of the above. Enjoyment level off the charts. 2-2 is a called strike. They called the pitch a ball before, so now it's 3-2. I was going off the count. So
yeah.
Interesting.
I was a little confused there as well.
3-2 to Reyes. Castillo's going to be in motion. Nope. Pitch is outside. They will appeal, and Reyes went around, says Frankie Gonzalez, and that ends the inning. Grizzlies hit around. Steve Hicks, thank you so much for the time. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Tim. Anytime. We got some more free food for me. I'll be here.
We'll figure out a way to make that happen. Grizzlies score 6 runs. They leave 1 stranded. We have completed 4 innings, and it's 12-0 Fresno on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
If you're craving something different, there's great news. Lynn's Restaurant Group has a variety of spots to satisfy every crave. If you're in the mood for teppanyaki and sushi, Hino Luigi offers an unforgettable Japanese experience. For bold, flavorful Chinese dishes, Spicy Jace has exactly what you're looking for. Enjoy a fun, interactive meal at J-Pop, hot pot and Chinese skewers, and grab a refreshing boba from JT inside. Whether dining in or ordering out, every meal is memorable. Lynn's Restaurant Group. Visit Lynn'sRestaurantGroup.com to learn more.
Hey, Fresno, Chris Sword out here, operating partner Jack's Car Wash Company, located on the southwest corner of Cedar and Shepherd. Don't miss out on this sweet combo.
That's right, Jack's Car Wash has a brand new Pepsi and Coke soda fountain, plus a new Keurig coffee station featuring your favorite national brands. Plus, Jack's full detailing is backed by popular demand. Schedule yours today by calling 435-7335.
Jack's Car Wash and ESPN Fresno, the double play of a great car wash and a great broadcast. Let's go, Giants!
New pitcher for the Grizzlies will be Ismael Luciano, and that means Sean Sullivan's excellent rehab start is over. Sullivan, 4 innings, struck out a couple, did not allow a run. And now Luciano will be facing Carter DeRiggi as the first pitch. Fastball misses inside. 1-0. 12-0 Fresno as we start the 5th inning. The 1-0 pitch, DeRiggi lifts a foul ball down the left field line. So glad wherever you're listening, whether it be on 1430 ESPN or through the MILB audio app, as DeRiggi fouls a pitch behind him into the Grizzlies dugout, and it's 0-2. DeRiggi grounded out to short in his 1 at-bat, and Luciano misses away. 2-2 to DeRiggi. Two pitch. Luciano misses away, and 92. Grizzlies put up 8 earned runs on Jeter Martinez, 9 hits, took advantage of 3 walks. Then they added on against Justin Sanchez. DeRiggi bounces the ball to second. Hotvey gets a bounce up around his letters, fields it, and throws out DeRiggi to start the 5th inning. 1 away. Sean Sullivan, a really great start for the Grizzlies. 4 solid innings. And he got more run support than Grizzlies pitchers have been getting typically. Connor Dykstra comes to the plate, and the first pitch strike from Luciano gets ahead 0-1. Sullivan, 4 innings. He struck out 2, gave up 3 hits, no walks, no runs. Luciano dots a fastball on the outside corner. O-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Had Dykstra out in front, and Castillo smothers it and throws on to first. First strikeout for Ismael Luciano. There's 2 away in the 5th. Now Starlin Aguilar, who flew out to left field his first time, coming to the plate. 12-0 Fresno in the top of the 5th. Grizzlies have poured it on before we even reach the midway point. First pitch fastball from Luciano in there for strike one, 0-1. Left-hand hitter Aguilar against the righty Luciano. One pitch is lined to second. Hotvee tries to backhand it and went down to a knee. It skips off of his glove into center field. Pretty hard hit ball, 105 off the bat. Hotvee pounding his chest to Luciano saying, my fault. Two outs, and Curtis Washington Jr., who doubled off the wall in left field, will come to the plate. Luciano, oh, high and tight, and the helmet fell off of Washington's head as he was trying to dance out of the way. Now asks for time to replace his equipment. Ball on those strikes. Luciano kicks and deals. And says popped up third base side. Right will give chase, but it is into the seats out of play. And it's one ball and one strike. One pitch. Luciano misses upstairs. Two balls and a strike. Twelve nothing Fresno. Four runs in the first, two runs in the second, six runs in the fourth for the Grizzlies. 2-1 from Luciano is a fastball up and away. Three balls and a strike to Curtis Washington Jr. Three-one from Luciano, two outs and the runner on. Luciano delivers, and it's a fastball high and tight for ball four. So two-out base runners for Modesto as they're trying to get going. Yet to score in this ball game. And now the top of the lineup with Carlos Jimenez coming to the plate. Jimenez has flown out to center and grounded out to first in his two at-bats. Luciano from the stretch. First pitch to Jimenez. Is up and away. One ball, no strike. So Luciano now starting to struggle with his command after getting the first two outs. Got a ground out and a strikeout. But Modesto not swinging wildly. They're forcing him to be around the plate. 1-0 pitch. This is skied out of play. Up over the top of the roof. Behind on the third base side. The top of the suite level. But came down into the picnic area. 1-1 to Jimenez. Luciano deals, and it's bounced to second. Hotvee's got it on the edge of the grass, fields, and throws to first to end the inning. Couple of two-out base runners left stranded for Modesto in the fifth. And as we head to the bottom of the inning, it is 12-0 Grizzlies on Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
No matter the time, morning, noon, or night, Black Diner in Fresno has you covered. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner served all day just the way you like it. At Black Bear Diner in Fresno, you can count on them serving up hearty portions that satisfy even the hungriest appetites. Plus, the little Cubs can enjoy their brand new Cubs Corner, too. So gather your family and friends, bring your appetite, and make it a meal to remember at Black Bear Diner in Fresno, corner of Shaw and Marty.
Black Bear Diner.
We'll be right back.
If you're craving something different, there's great news. Lynn's Restaurant Group has a variety of spots to satisfy every craving. If you're in the mood for teppanyaki and sushi, Hino Ueshi offers an unforgettable Japanese experience. For bold, flavorful Chinese dishes, Spicy Jace has exactly what you're looking for. Enjoy a fun, interactive meal at J-Pot with hot pot and Chinese skewers, and grab a refreshing boba from JT inside. Whether dining in or ordering out, every meal is memorable with Lynn's Restaurant Group. Visit Lynn'sRestaurantGroup.com to learn more.
Hey Fresno, Chris Sword out here, operating partner of Jack's Car Wash Companies, located on the southwest corner of Cedar and Shepherd. Don't miss out on this winning combo.
That's right, Jack's Car Wash has a brand new Pepsi and Coke soda fountain, plus a new Keurig coffee station featuring your favorite national brands. Plus, Jack's full detailing is backed by popular demand. Schedule yours today by calling 435-7335.
Jack's Car Wash and ESPN Fresno, the double play of a great car wash and a great broadcast. Let's go Giants!
Well, it was a really fun time talking with Stephen Hicks, and then Ismael Luciano works out of a little trouble in the top of the fifth. Now the top of the Grizzlies lineup, Tommy Hotvey, Kelvin Hidalgo, and Robert Kolas, and it is a new pitcher for Modesto as the right-hander misses inside with ball one. That is Gene Munoz. Third arm of the game. Justin Martinez, 3 2/3, gave up 9 hits, 9 runs. 8 of them are earned as Hotvey turns one foul. And now it is Munoz, who's making his 9th appearance of the year, 1-0 with a 5.23 ERA. Strikeout 8 and walked 12 in 10 innings. Hotvey got a piece of that one, bounced it high off the plate and behind the plate, out of play. Justin Sanchez came on and worked just a third of an inning. Grizzlies put 2 hits on him. As you see the numbers for Munoz if you're watching on the stream. If you're not, he's 1-0 with a 5.23 ERA. As Hotvey goes down swinging, chased it as he went down to a knee, 87 and crossed pretty much right above the plate. So Martinez, a rough outing. Justin Sanchez gave up 3 runs in a third of an inning. Walked 2 and struck out 1. And now it is Munoz facing Hidalgo with 1 out. Hidalgo 2-for-3, an RBI and a run scored. And Munoz deals a first pitch. Driven deep into right field. Back goes Moncada. He is at the edge of the warning track and makes the catch just in front of the splash park in right field. The berm in front of the splash park, that is. And the Luna sign. Hidalgo hit one out there for his first homer of the year on a line drive. This one, an arcing fly ball that Moncada gets to. And there's 2 outs in the fifth for Robert Kolas. Already has his 3rd homer of the year. 2-run shot in the second. He's 2-for-3 with 3 RBI. And he takes strike 1 from Munoz. Fastball 95. 0-1. 12-0 Fresno. Grizzlies put up 4 in the first. The 2-run homer by Kolas in the second. And then a 6-4th 0-1. Breaking away is fouled back. The slider Kolas just got a piece of. And it's 0-2. Well, Kolas just rejoined the team in Visalia. And 1 game into the series in Visalia. But the power is showing up in a big way. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. That ball is in the dirt for strike 3. Munoz has a 1-2-3 inning. The first time the Grizzlies have gone in order tonight. And it comes in the fifth. After 5, the score, Fresno 12. Modesto nothing on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Stepping up to the plate, it's Richard's Prime Rib and Seafood, the original, a true family-run restaurant. Serving slow-roasted certified Angus prime rib, hand-cut steaks, and the freshest seafood since 69. A winning tradition. Richard's Prime Rib and Seafood is now open for lunch Wednesday through Friday and dinner Wednesday through Saturday, so you'll never strike out on a great meal. Richard's Prime Rib and Seafood, a Valley dining tradition, because when it comes to great food and family, they always hit it out of the park.
For projects of any size, residential, commercial, industrial, or agricultural, Pacific Steel Supply guarantees to match or beat any competitor's price by an additional 10% on all top-quality steel materials, metal roofing, and components. They'll help you save time and money with their 24/7 service, fast delivery, and the most competitive pricing in the industry. Get started today with a free quote from Pacific Steel Supply in Fresno on Ashland and Parkway, just off Highway 99, or online at PacificSteelSupply.com.
Ismael Luciano back out there as we start the sixth inning at Chick Chansey Park, downtown Fresno. 12-0 Grizzlies. The largest lead of the season for Fresno. They gave Sean Sullivan the early lead, and Luciano, who came on last inning, making what I believe is his first start out of the bullpen this year. That was the number you saw. This is his seventh appearance. All of the other six have been starts. And he is 1-2 with a 5.09 ERA. 2-3-4 for Modesto. Against Luciano here in the sixth. Here's Feldon Celestin, who is 0 for 2. Luciano's first pitch was a fastball up and away. One ball, no strikes. Modesto, the California League's leading hitting team, hitting 275 entering the day. Celestin swings and misses at a tailing two-seam fastball down in the zone. It's 1-1. They've had just four hits through the first five innings. Celestin, fourth in the Cali in hits, has been held 0 for 2, and now they called a pitch clock violation on Celestin, who was not in the box in time, and it's now 1-2 to the switch hitter, batting from the left side now. 1-2 pitch. Luciano misses outside. Two balls, two strikes. Two-two pitch. Is driven into center field, sending Reyes back in left center, and he will get there and make the catch about 5 feet shy of the track. And Celestin, 0 for 3, makes the first out in the sixth. Half of the offense for the Nuts tonight has come from Austin St. Laurent, who is 2 for 2 with a pair of singles. That's his average up to 271. One out, nobody on in the sixth. Facing Luciano for the first time and taking a fastball inside at 1-0. Well, everything from the start of this game has been what Modesto has been looking for. Fastball upstairs from Luciano, two balls and no strikes. Sullivan's start certainly set the tone. Somebody just coming out and pounding the zone with strikes. And then the offense responded. 2-0 pitch, grounded sharply to second. Hopfe stays down on it like he's been playing there his whole career. Fields throws a little bit low to Hinderleiter, who digs it out for the second out. Two away in the sixth, and Gabriel Moncada, who is 0 for 2, grounded into a double play at the end of Sullivan's outing in the fourth, will come to the plate. Moncada has just been a menace since he joined Modesto. Still hitting 350. And he just on base all the time. First pitch from Luciano is a fastball up for ball one. 1-0. 12-0 Fresno in the top of the sixth. Two outs and nobody on. Luciano's 1-0 pitch. Inside, two balls, no strikes. Two-oh from Luciano is skied into left field. Fitzer is coming in and will set up camp to make the catch and end the inning. 1-2-3, Ismael Luciano sets down Modesto in the sixth. And we'll head to the bottom of the inning with the Grizzlies holding on to a 12-0 lead on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
There is no better way to support the Fresno Grizzlies than to wear the bear. Get official Grizzlies merchandise in the Grizzlies team store. It's the best place to grab all of the alternative identities like the Tacos, Lowriders, Tigers, and Growers. And new Grizzlies gear will be added before every homestand this season, along with exclusive theme night merchandise. Fresno Grizzlies baseball, it happens here.
Want to start saving more on your groceries? Sign up for the Save Mart Rewards program. Save Mart Rewards is free, and it only takes seconds to start taking advantage of the benefits. You'll get special offers, digital coupons, and earn points every time you shop. Then you can turn those points into dollars off at the register. Your neighborhood, your Save Mart.
Fresno Grizzlies baseball. It happens here.
Gene Munoz finally quieted the Grizzlies offense tonight. Fresno had put up 6 runs in the fourth against a combination of Jeter Martinez and Justin Sanchez. And it was Munoz in the fifth, the first to retire the top of the Grizzlies order, or any part of the Grizzlies order tonight, in just 3 batters. So now it'll be Hinderleiter, Fitzer, and Garcia against Munoz in the sixth. Grizzlies stake to a 12-0 lead. This has been the best output of the season for the Grizzlies offense. And certainly they have had big innings this year. They have won with a fair number of big innings. But oftentimes that's been it. Today they've put together a couple of big ones as Hinderleiter fouls the first pitch off his foot and collapses. The 6-run fourth is a bit wild because they had only scored 4 runs in the first 29 games during the fourth inning. And they scored 6 tonight. One change as Gabriel Moncada has been removed from this ballgame. First time we're seeing Cesar Quintas in right field. Moncada, 0-for-3, has been lifted. 0-1 to Hinderleiter, and it is upstairs with the slider. One and one to Hinderleiter. And it's yanked outside by Munoz. 2 balls and a strike. Grizzlies have a couple of guys with multi-hit games. Hinderleiter fouls the pitch off. RBI double back in the fourth for him. He is 1-for-3. But they tied their season high with hits on Tuesday with 12. They're 1 away from that here in the sixth inning. Breaking ball to Hinderleiter. Called strike 3. Didn't feel like it was there. And he goes down looking. 82 on the breaking ball. Munoz has his third strikeout. That was, oh yeah, TrackMan has that out a little bit. But Hinderleiter, who's been tightening up the zone, trying not to chase. And this is maybe a situation where you just shrug it off for the next one. Fitzer swinging at the first pitch, pops it up into shallow left field, backing up the shortstop. Celestin will make the catch. And all of a sudden, there are 2 outs within 2 pitches. So that fourth inning, just to go back to that for a second as well, that tied the largest inning of the season for the Grizzlies. They scored 6 runs at Inland Empire back on April 11th, second series of the year. First pitch to Francisco Garcia is inside for a ball. He's 1-for-2 with a walk. But Fresno does have their largest output of the season. They scored 9 runs 2 different times. But they already have 12 here tonight. A big 6-run fourth inning to put them over the top. Garcia fouls off the 1-0 pitch. 1-1. I got to think total bases, they are close. A couple of doubles tonight. They set that on Tuesday. Garcia pops one overhead out of play. Yeah, they're at 18 total bases, new season high for the Grizzlies as well. 1-2 to Garcia. Munoz breaking ball freezes him on the inside corner. And that's it. Gene Munoz has retired 6 straight Grizzlies since coming on in the 5th. And he is holding the line. But the Grizzlies still lead 12-0, headed to the 7th on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Are you looking for fresh, delicious seafood in Fresno? California Fish Grill offers a wide variety of sustainable sourced fish, including salmon, tilapia, halibut, shrimp, and crab. Their menu features grilled, fried, and blackened options, so there's something for every seafood lover. With a casual, family-friendly atmosphere, California Fish Grill is the perfect spot to enjoy a tasty meal. Stop by today and experience the delicious flavors of the coast right here at Fresno, and don't forget to tell them the Grizzly sent you.
Celebrate America's birthday with the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July celebration at Chuck Chansey Park. It's the hottest ticket in town, featuring baseball, food, family fun, and the largest fireworks show in the valley, presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com before they're gone. This event will sell out fast. And don't forget, if you can't make it on July 4th, don't worry. There's an encore fireworks show on July 5th. Make your Independence Day unforgettable, only in downtown Fresno.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Jose Caguano will lead things off for Modesto, followed by Carter DeRiggi and Connor Dykstra in the 7th. Grizzlies leading 12-0 on this Thursday night. And Caguano bounces the first pitch to right at 3rd, who fields and throws and retires the first batter of the inning as Ismael Luciano gets it out on just 1 pitch. Luciano came on in the 5th, his first relief appearance of the year. But Sean Sullivan, 4 scoreless innings, allowed the Grizzlies to get out to a 12-0 lead before Luciano made his appearance. Now facing Carter DeRiggi, who is 0-for-2 and leans out of the way of the first pitch fastball. 1-0. DeRiggi bounced to short and grounded out to 2nd. 1-0 pitch is screamer back to the netting. 1-1. DeRiggi, the leading hitter in the California League entering today. And had a wide lead as he pops one up into shallow center. Hidalgo going out, called off by Reyes, who's coming in. The center fielder will make the catch on his left shoulder for out number 2. This has been a Grizzlies team tonight that sure, plenty of people are saying, hey, why don't they do that every time? But it took, I think, that Saturday night win in Visalia to really start to see the confidence show up on some of the faces. A high fastball runs in and might have clipped Dykstra, who was leaning out of the way. And helmet and guard all flew off. He appears to be okay. Looks like he got him on his wrist. Thankful it wasn't something more serious than that. And so it's a two-out base runner for Modesto. But there's a real sense with even Modesto coming in this week as the division leaders in the North. Fresno felt like they could take a few games, that they were going to be in every one. Starlin Aguilar comes to the plate. First pitch gets away from Castillo, and up to second goes Dykstra. So a little bit of a issue here in the seventh with two outs. That'll be a wild pitch that gets the runner to second. Twelve-nothing Fresno. And the Grizzlies really took it to Jeter Martinez tonight. And Steve Sanchez, or Justin Sanchez, behind him. Bouncing ball fouled off by Aguilar. And it's 1-1. And I've said for a while with some of the averages, it was going to snap back to the mean at some point for the Grizzlies, and it still probably is. 1-2 fouled off. You guys who have been taking good at-bats, just not seeing the results. And tonight, been some of the hardest hit balls of the year for the Grizzlies. 1-2 from Luciano, and Aguilar swings and misses to end the inning. Might have tipped it into the glove of Castillo, but it's a strikeout either way. The two-out base runner left stranded at second, and that ends the inning. Time to stretch at Chukchansey Park in downtown Fresno. Grizzlies have a 12-0 lead on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Celebrate 10 delicious years of the Fresno Tacos on Friday, May 30th at Chukchansey Park. Presented by Premier Valley Bank. Enjoy incredible tacos from your favorite trucks. Plus, get a Fresno Tacos replica giveaway jersey and enjoy Friday night fireworks, both presented by Toyota. This fiesta is one you won't want to miss. So get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com or the Chukchansey Park ticket office. And remember, tacos and baseball are always better in Fresno.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, or out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
New pitcher for Modesto will be Yenzi Bayo. Left-hander will come on, 5'10", 22 years old, from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. Gene Munoz was really good for two innings for Modesto. As he quieted the Grizzlies for the first time tonight, he struck out four and did not allow a base runner in two innings of work. Now, Blake Wright, who is 2-for-2 since coming on for Nolan Clifford, and he takes a first pitch strike from Bayo. It's 0-1. Bayo, eighth appearance, giving up 8 runs in 11 innings, 10 total runs, 8 earned. And he misses inside to Wright. One ball, one strike. Wright drives one into right field, and this is Quintas, who came on defensively last inning for the out. So one out and Juan Castillo at the plate here in the bottom of the seventh. Castillo chops it towards short. High bouncer for Celestin, who will field and throw and retire Castillo for out number two. So Juan now 1-for-4 tonight. And there are two outs and nobody on for Yaker Reyes, who is 0-for-2 with a walk. First pitch fastball from Bell runs high for ball one. Twelve-nothing Fresno. Haven't scored since that six-run fourth as Bayo misses up and in. Bayo on the outside corner. Bello had struggled with walks. He had walked 8-11 entering, but he is pounding the zone in a 12-run game right now. And he's even the count to Reyes at 2-2. Reyes walked a part of that fourth inning. He started it all with the walk. And then he taps this one to second. Bouncing ball for St. Laurent, moving to his left fields and throws and ends the inning. So the Grizzlies haven't had a hit since that fourth. And they have gone in order each of the last three innings. Up 12, we're after 7 here on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
The 2025 Fresno Grizzlies season is underway, and the best way to get a behind-the-scenes look at the club is to go in the den with the Fresno Grizzlies every Monday afternoon at 4:30 on the KC24 CS47 Plus app. Exclusive interviews, first looks, and special highlights take you beyond the field. In the den with the Fresno Grizzlies, a new episode drops every Monday thanks to our friends at KC24 and CBS47.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. How about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, the only bad thing to happen tonight is that Parker has been ejected. The Grizzlies mascot, part of the fun tonight, has just been quote-unquote tossed as Fresno leads 12-0. Never know what you're going to see here at Chick Chansey Park. As Ismael Luciano back out there, Grizzlies with a really good night tonight. Sean Sullivan back with 4 strong innings. And a rehab start, just a visit to Fresno. And then Luciano coming behind him. And came on in the 5th. There's not a lot of run through 3 innings of work for the right-hander. And facing Curtis Washington Jr., Carlos Jimenez, and Felton Celestin. A 1-0 pitch outside from Luciano. Missed in the same spot pretty much twice off the plate. First relief appearance for Luciano this year. He catches the outside corner with a strike. 2-1. Two-one pitch. Grounded sharply to second to his left. Hot V sliding. Feet first. Can't pick it. And it skips away to right field. A base hit for Curtis Washington Jr., who has a couple of hits. And Modesto has bats up and down the lineup. And Washington, who was on the IL for a few days, out of the lineup, just returned, and he just is swinging it well. Now Carlos Jimenez, with nobody out, takes a first pitch strike. 0-1. Top of the eighth inning. Fresno leading Modesto 12-0 on this Thursday night. Owen from Luciano. Kicks and deals, and it's just off the plate. Ball, one strike. Luciano working from the stretch. Washington not being held on at first. Hinderleiter playing behind him. And a fastball up and away. Two balls and a strike. Some stretching in the Fresno bullpen. But ideally, the Grizzlies would love if Luciano would at least make it through this inning. And it might be just his to finish as he misses upstairs. Three balls and a strike. He's thrown 45 pitches now, which is right on track if you're thinking about it from a start perspective, about 15 pitches an inning. You can actually go a little bit higher when the count is about five innings in a game with the scoreline like this. Fastball off the plate inside, and it's a walk to Jimenez after the leadoff single by Washington. And there's two on and nobody out for Felnin Celestin. Juan Castillo will make a trip out there. Grizzlies haven't had many conversations with either of the two pitchers tonight. Sliced an 0 for 3. Switch hitter bats from the left side against Luciano. Two on and nobody out in the top of the eighth. But the Grizzlies have a 12-run cushion right now. As Luciano's first pitch to Celestin, grounded to short. Hidalgo to his right. Flips the second for one. Hot face turned low, but dug out by Hinderleiter. 6-4-3 double play. Second one turned tonight by the Grizzlies. And down to third goes Washington. But Taylor made off the bat of Celestin. That is when the Grizzlies pitching staff has been at their best. That has been a calling card for Fresno this year. Two outs and the runner on third for Austin St. Laurent, who's 2-for-3. And he takes a big swing and a miss over the breaking ball from Luciano. It's 0-1. No balls, one strike. Washington leads off third. Luciano's pitch is a breaking ball on the inside corner with the curveball. Got the top of the zone. And it's 0-2 to St. Laurent. Beautiful night. Calming down into the 70s. 0-2 pitch from Luciano outside. One ball, two strikes. Busy weekend ahead. Star Wars night tomorrow night. Grizzlies will be in some unique jerseys that I believe you can win via auction. Then Saturday night is the Dino Nuggets night, and there's new jerseys for that as well. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball grounded up the middle. Long run for Hidalgo. Not going to get there. It rolls into center field for a base hit. And in to score is Curtis Washington. And Modesto is on the board in the eighth. The Dino Nugget jerseys will be available via silent auction in front of the team store. You have to come on out. Both will. Then we got Mother's Day on Sunday First pitch to Quintas, who just came in, and it's a fastball that gets away from Castillo. Up to second goes St. Laurent. Getting our first look at Cesar Quintas, a 6'1 right-hander from Valencia, Venezuela. Hitting 296 on the year. Hadn't played in this series yet. It's a pass ball that got the runner to second. Now swing and a miss by Quintas. And Luciano evens the count at 1-1. High and tight from Luciano on the 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball didn't quite come back down. Two balls and a strike. Runner on second. One run already in for Modesto in this eighth. Makes it a 12-1 game. Luciano's pitch is grounded sharply to third. Past the dive of right and into left field. Coming around to score will be St. Laurent. And it is 12-2 Fresno, but Modesto scores for the second time in the inning. Back-to-back RBI hits for the Nuts. A couple of hard-hit balls make this one just a bit closer. Now Jose Caguana, who is 0-3, will come to the plate. Luciano's first pitch, a high fastball chased up above the belt. And it's 0-1. Pitch. Breaking ball in at the knees for a strike right over the heart of the plate. One 2 to Caguana. Luciano's fastball doesn't get the call. Check swing. I don't think they appealed. 1-2. Caguana struck out. He flew out to center, and then in his first at bat against Luciano, he grounded out to third. 1-2 from Luciano. Is a check swing. That time he couldn't hold up. A breaking ball down and away. And it is strike three to end the inning. Two runs for Modesto in the inning. They get three hits. They're going to leave one stranded. To the bottom of the eighth, Grizzlies have a 12-2 lead on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Stepping up to the plate, it's Richard's Prime Rib and Seafood, the original, a true family-run restaurant serving slow-roasted certified Angus prime rib, hand-cut steaks, and the freshest seafood since 69, a winning tradition. Richard's Prime Rib and Seafood is now open for lunch Wednesday through Friday and dinner Wednesday through Saturday, so you'll never strike out on a great meal. Richard's Prime Rib and Seafood, a valley dining tradition, because when it comes to great food and family, they always hit it out of the park.
For projects of any size, residential, commercial, industrial, or agricultural, Pacific Steel Supply guarantees to match or beat any competitor's price by an additional 10% on all top quality steel materials, metal roofing, and components. They'll help you save time and money with their 24/7 service, fast delivery, and the most competitive pricing in the industry. Get started today with a free quote from Pacific Steel Supply in Fresno on Ashland Parkway, just off Highway 99, or online at PacificSteelSupply.com.
Bottom of the eighth inning now. Fresno with a 12-2 lead and looking to close out one of their biggest outputs of the year. It has been the most runs that Fresno has scored. They set a season high in hits on Tuesday that they're one shy of. But 12 runs on 11 hits tonight. And the offense is starting to feel a lot more fluid. It'll be the top of the lineup against Yency Bayo here in the eighth. Hotvi, Hidalgo, and Kalaz. And they've all had their say in the scoreline. Bayo's first pitch. Hotvi reaches out and skies it into left field. Jimenez is in front of the warning track. Will get there and make the catch about 5 feet shy of the dirt. A one pitch out to start the eighth. Hotvi 1-for-3 officially, but 3 runs scored after walking twice. And he has a steal of third. Now Kelvin Hidalgo, who is 2-for-4. Facing Bayo for the first time, and it's a fastball up for ball one. Bayo worked a scoreless seventh upon coming in. Grizzlies haven't had a hit since the fourth when they scored the 6 runs. Now Bayo misses high. It's a combination of Munoz and Bayo. Gene Munoz cut through the Grizzlies in the fifth and the sixth. I believe Carlos Torres is up to throw one more inning. He threw last night in the tight ball game. And he's been a guy who's working his way back up from injury. 2-1 to Hidalgo. Fastball by him. Swing and a miss just above the belt at 90 miles an hour. It's 2-2. Hidalgo, a single in the first that he rolled through the right side, then an RBI single in the fourth. 2-2 from Bayo, breaking ball fought off. Bayo delivers, and it skips in the dirt. It was about 54 feet towards home. And both catcher and umpire flinch. Those are the ones that hurt. 3-2. And it's chopped towards short. Celestin backing up on the outfield grass. Gets rid of it quickly, but a low throw, and Hidalgo beat it out. That should be a single for Kelvin Hidalgo. Would be his third. Celestin tried to put it on the ground and get rid of it quickly, but Hidalgo runs too fast for that. It will be a hit for Hidalgo, his third. And Kelvin, who had a four-hit game here back in the series against Lake Elsinore in April, has his first three-hit game of the season. First pitch of Claus is upstairs. It's his fifth multi-hit game of the season. 1-0 to Claus. Fastball down the middle. At the knees for a called strike. 1-1. Claus, the two-run homer in the second. He is 2-for-4. He also had an RBI single back in the first, so he's driven in 3. Fastball up and away from Bayo. 2 balls and a strike to Kalaz. Grizzlies matching their season high in hits with Hidalgo's infield single. Their 12th hit of the night. 2-1. And Kalaz drives it into right field. A high arcing ball that Quintas will camp underneath and make the catch. That ball looked like it was destined more towards right center and tailed its way back to right field. So Claus 2-for-5 after picking up his third multi-hit game of the year as well. Jacob Hinderleiter 1-for-4 with Hidalgo on first and 2 outs in the bottom of the eighth. A 10-run Grizzlies cushion and a fastball up from Bayo. It's 1-0. I think Hinderleiter and Kalaz is close with all the time he missed, but Hinderleiter has the highest percentage of multi-hit games to games played. And he lifts a foul ball into the second deck. Out of play. One ball, one strike. But three multi-hit games for him already. He started to pick it up. But Grizzlies have had a lot of guys who have hit bunches when they get going. 1-1, skips in the dirt. It's two balls and a strike. And that goes back to the point I was trying to make earlier about the confidence of this team. And you just see it. Road trip was tough. Road trips are tough. 2-1. And it's a check swing into the on-deck circle. Foul ball as Bale ran it in. And Hinderleiter beating himself up as to how he let the bat get that far off his shoulder. 2-2. But having him and Kalas in the 3-4 has been a big part of the offense starting to get going. This is driven straight away center, but right at Curtis Washington. He camps underneath it and makes a catch to end the inning. Three fly ball outs around the infield single from Hidalgo, and the Grizzlies leave one stranded in the eighth. They will take what is a 10-run lead into the ninth, and Carlos Torres coming on to shut it down for the Grizzlies. We'll tell you about him when we come back on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Craving something different? Lynn's Restaurant Group has a variety of spots to satisfy every craving. If you're in the mood for teppanyaki and sushi, Hino Oishi offers an unforgettable Japanese experience. For bold, flavorful Chinese dishes, Spicy J's has exactly what you're looking for. Enjoy a hot pot experience at J-Pot and top it off with boba from JT Inside. Whether dining in or ordering out, every meal is memorable. Visit LynnsRestaurantGroup.com to learn more.
Junk is gone for good with Everyday Junk Removal. If it's junk, they'll take it off your hands. Furniture, mattresses, appliances, construction debris, and so much more. Plus, dumpster rental is available too. Licensed, insured, and backed by Google 5-star reviews, Everyday Junk Removal makes cleanup easy and hassle-free. And for a limited time, receive $20 off a half load or more. Get a free quote today by calling Everyday Junk Removal at 559-408-9132 or online at everydayjunkremoval.com. They'll get the job done.
Carlos Torres making his fourth appearance as a Grizzly since joining the team last week, part of working his way back from injury. And the right-hander has been good in his three outings, 1-0 to 2.25 ERA, struck out 5, walked 1 in 4 innings of work. And coming on to finish this one off, a 12-2 Grizzlies lead. It was a good outing for Ismael Luciano. 4 innings, 4 hits, gave up 2 runs, 1 earned. And he did walk 1 and hit 1. He struck out 3. Carter DeRigge will lead things off in the ninth. Modesto has 6-7-8 DeRigge, Dykstra, and Aguilar against Carlos Torres. First pitch strike to DeRigge. And Torres deals a breaking ball down and in that DeRigge moves out of the way of. Left-hand hitter, 0-for-3. Grounded out to short, grounded out to second, flied out to center. The 1-1 fouled straight back to the screen. That's 1-2. Well, if you missed the fourth inning that blew this one open, a 6-run lead turned into a 12-run lead when the Grizzlies put up 6 runs in that bottom of the fourth. We also had the 1v1 food truck throwdown food up. 1-1 from Torres pulled, 1-2 from Torres pulled inside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. The lightsaber corn dog and the BB-8 pizza. And they just crowned a crowd winner tonight. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss by DeRigge. And Torres has a strikeout to start the ninth. And up here, I had Steven Hicks from ABC 30 with me, and he rated the BB-8 pizza at a 9.5. I took a more critical approach and rated the lightsaber, I think, a 7.8, the blue Cheeto dust on it. This is struck into left center field by Connor Dykstra. It's going to fall down for a base hit, and then it gets by Reyes on a hop. Dykstra is coming around second. He's going to third, and he will get there standing up. It bounced by Yaker Reyes, who flew past it, and it kind of cut back across his momentum, gets to the wall, and it's a base hit and more for the Modesto Nuts catcher as Starlin Aguilar comes to the plate. Quickly finish the thought. It was the lightsaber that won our food truck battle tonight. Lightsaber corn dogs from Bubble Bee as Starlin Aguilar fouls off the first pitch. It's 0-1. Aguilar 1-for-3 tonight. Singled back in the fifth against Ismael Luciano. Torres deals, and it's fouled back over the left side, 0-2. Luciano in line for the win, I believe. Swing and a miss in the dirt. And Castillo throws it to first as Aguilar down on strikes. But every Thursday night, we got two more of them in the month of May to come out, and you can help vote between our food trucks, thanks to our friends at Street Eats, a different theme every week. And let's go down to their final out tonight as Curtis Washington Jr. has two hits. Washington and St. Laurent with five of the eight hits tonight for Modesto. 1-0, and this is bounced to third. Backing up right, gets the hop, turns and throws it to first, and that is the ball game. Washington retired. It is a clean ninth inning for Carlos Torres, and the Grizzlies wrap this one up with their largest win of the year as they beat Modesto 12-2. Final line score tonight, Modesto 2 runs on 8 hits, 2 errors. Grizzlies 12 runs on 12 hits and no errors. We'll tell you about the decision on the mound, and we'll wrap this one up in the Chuck Chancy Gold postgame show. Plus, we'll take a look around the California League and the Rockies affiliates tonight. This is the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network. Grizzlies take it by a large margin tonight, one of their biggest outputs of the year, as they win it 12-2 on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
For the first time ever, the Fresno Grizzlies are proud to introduce the Agave Club, presented by Poppy's Mexican Grill. Hosted in Chuck Chancy Park's Kodiak Club, this area will feature a private bar with premium samplings from Tequila Fortezella, Mijenta Tequila, Tequila Comos, and Don Fulano. The ticket includes all of the incredible offerings of the VIP packages, plus this ultra-exclusive experience perfect for tequila connoisseurs. It's the Agave Club at Tequila Fest 2025. Attention all students, the Fresno Grizzlies are proud to introduce the Student Pass, good for all Grizzlies home games for the 2025 season. For just $19 a month or just over a dollar per game, any student, college, high school, preschool, grad school, beauty school, can attend Grizzlies games in Home Run Alley. Head to FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers and get your pass before they're gone. The all-new Student Pass for just $19 a month, now at Chuck Chancy Park.
This is the Fresno Grizzlies postgame show. back to the booth to recap tonight's game with the voice of the Fresno Grizzlies, Tim Slack.
Back here at Chukchansey Park, where the Fresno Grizzlies beat the Modesto Nuts tonight by the score of 12-2. And Fresno with one of its most emphatic statements of the season. This offense starting to put things together, and they benefited from one of the most efficient starts of the year. Sean Sullivan making a rehab start, a guy who has been as high as Double A Hartford, a second-round pick a couple of years ago by the Colorado Rockies, came in and worked quickly and worked around a two-out base hit in the first inning. That set things up for the Grizzlies in the first, a walk to Tommy Hotvey, and then Kelvin Hidalgo rolled a single through the right side before Robert Calaz bounced one to the third baseman Aguilar that was tough to handle, and that scored Hotvey, who'd gone to third on Hidalgo's single, making it 1-0. After Jacob Hinderleiter grounded into a double play, Kevin Fitzer roped a double out into right center field. Francisco Garcia then singled, and then with Nolan Clifford bunting, the play was thrown up the line, and Garcia came all the way around to score and ended up making it a four-run first inning. Grizzlies would add two more in the second after Sullivan set down the Nuts in order. And it was Robert Calaz who made things happen once again. Oh, one to Calaz. Martinez deals, and Calaz hammers it deep into left field. Calaz, Paula Calle. Oh, the home run alley. Calaz crushes it 393 feet. His third homer of the season. And that would give the Grizzlies a 6-0 lead. That was plenty for Sean Sullivan, who gave up one more hit in the third and left that runner stranded. And then he finished his outing in the fourth, inducing a double play after a leadoff single by Austin St. Laurent. Gabriel Moncada hit into the 4-6-3 twin killing. Jose Caguana flied out to end the outing. So Sullivan, four innings, two strikeouts, no runs, no walks, just the three hits, and zero damage done. In the bottom of the fourth is when the Grizzlies did their damage, capitalizing on a couple of walks from the Modesto starter, Jeter Martinez, Yiker Reyes, and Tommy Hotvey both aboard. Kelvin Hidalgo singled one home, and then Jacob Hinderleiter with an RBI double that knocked out the starter Martinez. Justin Sanchez came on, walked the first two batters he faced in Fitzer and Garcia, and then Blake Wright cleared the bases with a three-run double. And at that point, it was on for the Grizzlies. Juan Castillo would add an RBI single. Grizzlies sent 10 guys to the plate in that inning, and it was a six-run frame, matching the largest inning of the season for Fresno. And that doubled the lead to 12-0. Ismael Luciano, the normal starter on this spot in the rotation, was turned into a piggyback starter, long relief guy, and he ended up going four innings tonight and didn't allow a run until the eighth. The RBI single from Austin St. Laurent, but he was pretty good as well. Luciano worked around four hits, a walk, a hit batter, and in four innings, he struck out three, only allowed one earned run, and he picks up the win tonight. Grizzlies didn't have much more offense. In fact, they didn't have a hit between the fifth and the eighth innings, at least until one out in the eighth when Kelvin Hidalgo singled. But great relief performances. Gene Munoz and Yency Bayo for Modesto kept the Grizzlies from adding any more. And the two-run eighth inning for Modesto got them on the board. Couple of RBI hits, St. Laurent, and then Cesar Quintas drove in a run as well. And he's only at bat so far of the series. Carlos Torres worked a scoreless ninth, struck out a couple to finish off the game. Final line score, once again, Modesto, 2 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors. Fresno, 12 runs, 12 hits, no errors. Ismael Luciano, the win. He's now 2-2. The loss suffered by Jeter Martinez. He is now 0-2. Game took 2 hours and 18 minutes, played in front of 2,228 here at Chuck Chancey Park. And we will be back on Friday night, 7:05, when the Grizzlies take on the Nuts for Star Wars night, expecting a big crowd on hand. We'll tell you more about that, as well as the pitching matchup, and we'll take a look around the California League and the Rockies organization when we come back on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Recycling your used motor oil and filters is easy and free. Do your part to reduce oil pollution by using the City of Fresno's curbside collection program or by taking your used motor oil and oil filters to one of the many certified collection centers located throughout the City of Fresno. Certified collection centers will only accept uncontaminated used motor oil. To locate a certified collection center near you, go to fresno.gov/recycle or call 621-1111 for information. Program funded by CalRecycle.
What better way to enjoy a Fresno Grizzlies game than with all of your friends and family? Ticket packages are available for groups of 20 or more. Chill by the pool or enjoy a company outing at the Estrella Jalisco Cantina, which runs up to 1,000 people. Group tickets are perfect for birthdays, family get-togethers, or just having a good time. There's an option for groups of every size. Call 559-320-TIXS to secure your tickets now.
Trying to use it as the put-away pitch. 2-2 to Fitzer. Fastball driven into right center field. This is a long run for Moncada, and he's not going to get there. It's off of the base of the wall. Fitzer's got a double. We'll stop there. An RBI double for Kevin Fitzer makes it 2-0 Grizzlies in the first. Well, Kevin Fitzer delivering, and it was just that kind of night. Grizzlies had a number of doubles. Jacob Hinderleiter had one as well, and Blake Wright with 2 coming in off the bench. But that Fitzer double certainly was a big part of what the Grizzlies did tonight, that 4-run first inning as they jumped out all over Modesto. And we're going to make Kevin Fitzer tonight SoFi Player of the Game. Brought to you by SoFi, the all-in-one finance app where you can bank, borrow, and invest. Download the SoFi app today to get your money right. Well, it was a happy one tonight for the Grizzlies as they end up getting the win against the division leaders. They've taken 2 of the first 3 games of this series heading into the weekend. And elsewhere around the Rockies organization, a little bit of weather as New Hampshire and Hartford were rained out for the second time this week. They played a doubleheader yesterday, and they did not play tonight. Albuquerque fell to Oklahoma City tonight, 6-5 on the road, and Spokane lost at home to Vancouver. Our old friend Michael Prosecki suffered the loss in a 5-1 ball game. Spokane now 15-15, but the ACL Rockies picked up the win. Down in Arizona, they were the visiting team against the ACL Athletics. And Yansel Correa, who was just with us a couple of weeks ago, looked like he had a good start for the ACL Rockies tonight. Good appearance anyways. 3 innings to earn the win. Only allowed 3 hits in that outing. And they ended up winning that one 3-0. Elsewhere around the California League, everybody else, believe it is final except for down the road in Visalia. That one's not particularly close. Rancho Cucamonga leading Visalia 13-0, but that one almost going final. Was 1 out away with the visitors trying to pick up their league-leading 21st win. Stockton fell to Inland Empire tonight 8-5, and Lake Elsinore beat San Jose 6-4. So the best part about all that for the Grizzlies is they're going to pick up a game on everybody tonight in the North, as they will be 8 out of first against Modesto, and then second place San Jose stays 2 games back of the Nuts, and Stockton now at 15-15 is 4 games back. So Fresno a little bit closer. They get to pick up a game on everybody this May the 8th, Thursday night. It's Star Wars night tomorrow. It was May the 4th this past week, so we'll be honoring the movies and just a lot of fun tomorrow night. And a lot of fans expected, so if you are coming, I would suggest getting here early and being on time. Special uniforms being auctioned off in front of the team store, and it should be a good time. Pitching matchup will be Jackson Cox for the Grizzlies against Walter Ford for the Nuts. 7:05 start time. We will have our Chick Chancey Gold pregame show as we go on air at 6:50 tomorrow night from downtown Fresno. I want to thank you for tuning in, and we will talk to you tomorrow night. Once again, the Grizzlies with their largest win of the season. They beat Modesto tonight 12-2. On behalf of our entire production staff and the Fresno Grizzlies, I'm Tim Slack from Chick Chancey Park in downtown Fresno. Good night.